mindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to the manmindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to the manmindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, guys, lines are open. Lines are open, gentlemen. If y'all want to call in, the number to call in is 563-999-3056, 563-999-3056. Come on in. The lines are open if you want to call in. Justin hopefully calls back in so we can talk to him, so we can go ahead and give him some things. But I want to say thank you for all you guys listening to the show. If you have a question, put a Q in there. Any questions that you have involving game, we got you. Put a T for a text message, and if a woman's saying something that throws you off, put a W. We will do everything we can to get you right, and that's what we're all about. If you're just joining us, guys, we were talking about earlier, if you are just joining us, I'll give you one clip of what we're talking about as far as a non-traditional woman, because most of you guys think that this is a bad thing, but let me just show you, give you a prime example of what we're talking about right here. Let me find this right here.
You know I'm non-traditional. So I don't feel like I have to cook for you. For what? Cook for your damn self. You
so
got
you
feet,
feel,
right?
So you don't feel like you've got
And
to
you know my mom
man?
Can't stand when I used to date Kenny. Mom can't stand when I didn't fix his plate. He got legs and feet. Get your ass up and fix
so
your own
you,
plate.
So you
That's so bad, but I don't care.
So you don't feel like you have... So if you cook for your man, you don't feel like you have to take up his plate?
No. I would... No, listen, Linda. I would do it. I would make his plate only because I feel like it. Don't be like, oh, go make me a plate. Nigga, who are you talking to? You know I'm so non-traditional, though.
So
Yeah. So, gentlemen, y'all just joining us. Lines are open. So, as we were telling you, if you just joined us, and this is what's different about this show. This show is not here to rile you up, get you angry, or get you mad, or get you upset. It's for you guys to have an understanding that that woman is what she is because her mother created that based on her environment, but it's a lot of the surface dwellers that reinforce that, okay? So, guys, if y'all have a question, please call in. 848, I saw you before you hung up. I was going to bring you in. I know you have a question. I mean, I'm sorry, 484, I'm sorry. What's your question, 484? How can I help you, sir? 484, going once. 484, going twice. You got to have your shit together, 484. Don't run. We won't bite, but... Call in and be able to talk. Oh, wait. Hold on. I gotta bring my dog in. Taekwondo is on the line, everybody. Ty, what's up? We live, baby.
Indeed, what's going on,
hey,
gang?
Hey, dog. Hey, straight from the dojo, my dog Taekwondo. What's up,
you know what's going on, brother. Melly Monaco, you know what that is, right?
Yeah.
She's doing the pineapple show right now. I got 1,100 viewers in my thing right now. They want to know if you want to go on there. You want to talk to the fine young lady that's on there right now.
Oh, man, I'm on the show. God damn it, Ty. Damn it. I would love to go on there. Dog, hey, dog, you got...
Your show might let you. They might want you to go on there.
All right, how do I do it? How do I get on Pine? How would I do it?
It's a StreamYard link.
Okay, so you can send me the link, and I can... Can I click the link and join the link, and they follow me over? Does it work like that?
Let me
see the link. Yeah, send me the link because we're live on the show right now. So that's what I'm saying. Is there a way? How can I get my guys over to see me on that?
I think it'd be the same as if you join somebody else's StreamYard. Would it end your live?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it will or not. Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know how that works.
I'm gonna email you the link right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna email you the link. I just send it to you.
Okay. All right.
Hopefully if you click it, it doesn't end. But you know what I'm saying? Nice little young John, 23, 24, something like that.
And
the guys going in here fumbling, man. They asking questions. Talking about other men, you know what they do.
Yeah, but I know what you do, motherfucker. Yeah, I know what you do.
Yeah, I already went on there. You know what she said?
What she say?
She said he sucked me in with his feet.
Well, hey, yeah, my boy said it will kill the live stream. Will she be on like on Thursday when we do our show?
I could text. I could text. Usually do it like a here and there in a couple of days. If it was in the show, though, you know, lock back in. I don't want to bother the show. I don't want to stop the show.
We got to finish it. Yeah, I would love to do it, but I think my boy is saying it might end our show. So see if we can do it. If she does on Thursday, let's jump in that bitch. You know what I mean? Or if you can give me a heads up when it's doing, you and I can get on there and record that junk and just be on there and just send it to everybody like that.
If you record it, people will love that. People will love that. Man.
Okay, yeah. Well, let me know, my brother. Hey, but Dojo to the Moon, baby. Tell them who you are. They already know who the fuck you are.
We're locking in on Thursday. I'm going to talk to you.
Yeah, holla back. That's Taekwondo, man. That's my dog calling me. I'm sorry, guys. That's Taekwondo. I'm my boy, man. All right, guys, listen. All right, shout out to Taekwondo and all that other stuff. Now let's get into it, guys. Lines are open if y'all want to call in and all this other stuff, man. But I'm trying to think. Shit, I was just trying to weigh to do that. That's okay, baby. You don't have to make me a plate. When someone breaks into the house, you go down and risk your life fighting for him. I'll stay in the bed. Jay, I don't know if that's a question or that's a if that's a fucking whatchamacallit. All right, guys. No, I want to do that, but no, I would love to do it, absolutely. But we've got to work on you guys. Me going on there is not going to help you guys right now get mental toughness. So if I get a chance to do it, I'll keep talking to Ty and figure out a way to do it. But what's important to me is teaching you guys game. Because for men, myself, Taekwondo, and the other way, hold on, I think this is Justin. J-Dog, you know you're going to have to call her back, dog, because we got to hear you talk to her. Did you call her and tell her that stuff?
Yeah, I said it.
All right, so we want you to call her back and just graze over the conversation you had, and let's hear what she says about that, okay? Because we want to hear her say it, all right?
All right, yeah, but one thing I'll tell you probably.
What's up?
In the middle of it, when I got to see the sexual side of something, she says, oh, I want to see more than that or whatever. Is that all you want to see or something like that?
Hey, if she asks you all you want to see, say that might be one of other things, but we've got to take it one step at a time.
Oh, yeah, I handled it in the situation. Basically.
Oh, yeah. Just call us. Hey, sexy, you okay with our conversation? Just call us here. Let's hear it. It's like, hey, sexy, you okay with the conversation we had?
Okay. And that's it?
Yeah, go ahead and call and do that. Yeah, just talk sweet to her, like we do on the Man Mindset.
Okay.
And Jonathan, no, they're not acting. A lot of these women believe that they. We'll talk about that in a second. We gotta when he calls back. Wait, let's see. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm okay.
No. I just forgot to mention something. I don't know if I told you, but I wanted you to send me a smile of your reaction to what I told you.
Okay.
All right. Can you remind me of what I told you so that smile can come back again naturally?
I didn't even have to repeat myself. I'm smiling, but what did you say?
You don't have to say verbatim. Just what you like, that general gist.
I feel like I'm being pressured right now.
There's no pressure.
Hmm?
I said there's no pressure. Well, that's all right then. if you don't remember it.
I remember. I just don't know how to say it back to you.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I remember what you said.
I guess a picture's worth 1,000 words. Just a smile will be fine then.
Yeah, but even before you call, I was like thinking about I don't know how to say it, because I did ask you do you only see sexual pleasures with me? Like, what is your intentions? other from that.
No, I don't see just sexual pleasures with you. But everything has its own step at a time.
Yeah, that's fine. I understand that.
All right.
I guess everyone is different.
Yeah. You know, every step, one step at a time, I guess. But yeah, don't let those thoughts break your smile now, little shorty, all right?
It's not breaking my smile. It's just it's like something that I'm pondering on. Like I'm just thinking about it.
Okay. Well.
Well,
I'll tell you what.
You're not thinking about that.
Well, instead of thinking about it, we can talk about it, I guess, when I get back, face-to-face, not over the phone. More genuine, I guess. All right?
I mean, it should be genuine either.
Yeah, but I prefer that.
Okay, I'll send the picture.
All right, then. Have a good rest of the night.
You too. Are you going to call again?
No, I'm not going to call again.
I'm probably going to.
Yeah, I know you don't mind, but I don't know. Maybe I will, maybe I won't.
Actually,
if something else comes to mind, maybe I will, but maybe won't. All right. Have a good rest of the night.
You too.
Dropped.
Oh, you calling her back. You calling her back. You going to call her back. No. You don't call her back. No, I got you. We'll solve this shit. I got you. She's trying to ponder. So we got to figure out what it is. There's two things we got to do. We got to figure out what she's pondering. And I think she's trying to ponder, are we in a relationship? Are we just fucking?
Yeah.
Right. So I'm asking you. Are y'all just fucking or do you want to relate? What is it that you want, King? You're King. You just let me know what you want, and I'll tell you what to say. What is it that you want? Matter of fact, I know you might not want the relationship, so I know what to tell you. I know what to tell you.
Yeah, I don't. Because I thought about that in the beginning, but then I'm like, nah, because I've seen other shorties. And I'm like,
right,
nah,
hey,
I can't.
Wait. Question mark, say, where's my picture? So I can call you back and tell you something about your photo. Say, text it right now. Say, where's my picture? I'll tell you something about your photo. So once we get that picture, I want you to send it to me so I can roll off of her face. You know what I mean? I'll break it down like that. I won't go show nobody. Just send it to me and I'll see it. I can see it. I got to get a visual. Then I will break down what I see, okay?
Yep.
Okay, now, but listen, I want you to type this. Ready? I need you to type this. Get your type. Ready to type?
Yeah, I'm typing my phone.
No. I want you to do your typewriter thing. Because I need you to say this stuff. You ready? Yeah.
Wait.
Computer. Yeah. So, yeah. We about to type. But guys, what y'all going to see right here, two different modes of game right here that nobody's teaching you. What we're going to do is I know what she's thinking. She's trying to find a way to ask him, are we just fucking, are we in a relationship, or are we going towards a relationship? So what we're going to do is we're going to squash that, but also talk that yak about the photo that we send. So we'll do two things at once, but all those that are watching, we're going to, and why, I'm going to push that back, why. I'll answer that question in a second, because I got to get to this right here. Let me give you a second. But what I'm saying is this is part of the game. I want to show y'all how it works and how we lead, all right? So you ready, big dog? You ready?
Ready.
All right, okay. I have an idea of what you're thinking.
Okay.
And it involves you and I in a relationship.
Oh, God. Okay.
And not just two people having sex. I want to let you know that I don't mind moving towards a relationship, but to me, I want to make sure, that it's right for us. Because I'm not the kind of man to rush it. Because I'm not the kind of man to rush into anything. But let me ask you a question. When we're together, do I ever make you feel slutty? Do I ever make you feel cheap? I want to let you know the time I spend. Say, wait, no. This is why I like giving you time. Or no, this is why I like spending time with you. Because you're not trying to put any pressure on me to be something that I'm not ready to be. This is why I sent you the first message, because I want to let you know when I get home, you're the first thing that I'm going to spend time with. And if that doesn't make you feel special, then maybe I'm not the right guy for you. Are you okay? Okay. But I know, yep. I'm the right guy for, I know I'm the right guy for you, because I know that you love me.
Wait, what did you say at the end?
I know I'm the right guy for you because I know you're in love with me.
Oh my God.
Come on, man. We're gonna do this shit right. Come on. Are you guys, hey dog,
right?
Oh no, no, type, dog. Get back to your typing. You got to type.
Yeah,
you type fast. You write. Okay, yeah, turn up the thing. I like you clicking. I like the typing, dog. I like the typing. Turn it. Don't mute it. Type that shit. I like that shit. All right? So, yeah, I know that you're in love with me. But I also want you to know that I'm not going to take advantage of how you feel. But it's important for me to keep it 1,000 with you and not play games. Has she, hey, did she send the photo yet?
Let me see. No.
Okay. All right. Say, all right, hey, look, hey. Hey, fuck it. We're gonna hit it with this. See, you can't even, listen. Say, I would say, you're gonna have to chuckle on this one. Say, how can I be in a relationship with a woman who can't follow directions? Didn't I ask for a photo, sexy? How am I going to fantasize about that body if I can't see that body? Hey, unless you don't want me to fantasize about that body of yours. You do want me to fantasize about you when I'm away, don't you? Then send me the photo so I can call you back and tell you what's on my mind. All right, so you now clean that up. All right, you got it cleaned up. We're going to call her. We're going to say all this, and we're going to tell her, send me that photo so I can call you back and spit more flavor on your ass. All right, so that's – remember, we're telling her what to do, and we're talking to her. We're cleaning up the question that's weighing on her mind, because she was saying we don't need to wait for you to see face-to-face. We can talk about it right here, right now. So we're going to head that monster off and lop that motherfucker off so we'll never have that problem again, okay? You see what I'm saying? So you've got everything structured. You're keeping it clear, concise, and transparent. But then we're going to take it back to that goddamn picture so we can spit some more flavor in her ass. Okay? Guys, this is how game is. No, not you. Don't type that. I'm just saying for you. Okay, you ready? Are you cleaning it up right now? I clean that shit up. You ready? All right. Read it over. Make sure it's right. All right, make sure it's right. Get it all out. Hey, push it. Say, you know, get towards the picture. Say, you know, I let her know I want the picture so I can call you back and tell you some things. That's it. You know what I mean? Because she's smiling. She's turned on. All that shit. But you now you're going to spit some yak to her. Okay?
Yeah. All right, wait.
Call you back. Yeah, you're going to be calling her back, dog. We're going to call her back because we're going to look at the photo. All right, so you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, man, let's get it.
Okay, my question is, what happens when I say, if I'm not the right guy for you, when she says, yeah, what if you're not? Do I just continue going?
Wait, what did I say? Because I went on top of my head. You say, am I the right, what if I'm not the right guy for you?
No, it says, you said, and if it doesn't make you feel special, then maybe I'm not the right guy for you. And then
I am the right guy. Right. But you're saying that if I don't make you feel special, then I guess I'm not the right guy for you. But then you're going to say, I know I am the right guy because I know you're in love with me.
Okay. And then the relationship part, that still counts too, right? I see.
Well, yeah, remember, you're telling her I don't want a relationship yet. I mean, I want to take my time. I don't rush into things. You see what I'm saying?
Got it.
All right, we got you. Hey, but look, here's a beautiful thing. Whatever you fuck up on, we'll clean up on the back end when we get that fucking photo. That's why we're trying to push the photo so you come back and I spit that flavor to clean up whatever you fucked up, what you're about to say. In case you fuck up. Well, you just read what you have. You shouldn't fuck up. But you're going to have to reply to what she's saying, okay?
All right.
All right, now keep it real. Don't giggle. No giggling. All right, go ahead and do it. Let's go. Let's get it.
All right,
let's get it. Hey, voicemail. Hang up. Okay, go. Okay, go ahead.
Wait, what'd you say? Voicemail what?
No voicemail. Tell her, hey, you call her, you hang up and call her back or whatever, but no voicemail. Don't say on the voicemail. I want you to say it to her.
All right,
go ahead and call her.
That was voicemail.
All right, so we'll just wait. Okay. We'll wait a few minutes and you'll call her back. That's what you did before, right? It was voicemail and you called her back, right? Or did she call you?
No, she called you back.
Okay, yeah. So when she called you back, you merged the call then, right?
Yep.
Okay. So let's just wait. And so how fast did she call you back after you called her?
Like 30 seconds.
All right, let's see if she calls you back. So just relax, say that everything, but we want to get to the picture so you can call her back and say some smooth words to her. So we'll give it about a minute. So Nothing yet?
No.
Okay. Well, because I want you to talk to her, shit, so we can hear this shit live, so. hold on. Anyway, I'm looking at my clock, so we'll give it another 10 seconds, and you'll call her one more time, then we'll keep you on mute, okay? We'll have you on here. We'll call her one more time, and if not, we'll just wait for her to call you back, but try one more time. Right, I have him mute, didn't he? Go ahead, do it.
Wait, what did you say, right now or no?
Yeah, go ahead, call her. Yeah, go ahead and try it right now real quick.
Available. At the tone, please record your message.
Okay, hang on. Okay. All right, so what I want you to do, stay on the line and just mute yourself, okay? And then when she calling you, just say, Steve, she's calling, and I'll shut the fuck up, okay?
Just stay on line. I was going to go to sleep soon.
Well, hey, brother, we keep your ass up for a few more minutes and wait to let that fucking woman call. Stop making excuses. Stay your ass up. Stay your ass up. So let me finish talking. Just mute yourself. When she calls you back, just let me know and then click over, okay? All right? So don't hang up. I got your open. So just mute yourself and then let me know when she calls back. Say, Steve, she's calling me. We'll do it like that. All right. So all you guys out there, we're live. We're chopping it up. Are we waiting for her to definitely call back? She calls back, he's going to holler at her. For all you guys out there, we want to make sure that you guys work on, no music, but we're talking about this until she calls back. But one thing that most guys don't do to grow as men, okay, is the reason why women are going to be non-traditional to most of you guys. Because most of you guys do not accept who you are. You accept some of the things that you do, but you don't accept who you are. See, once you accept who you are, there will be a certain kind of mechanism or certain thing that's going to happen to you to begin to push you through, to have enough faith, if there is such a thing, but to have it in oneself. To be able to follow through to any actions that you have, okay? And it's not just trusting yourself to get the job done. You're going to know the job is going to get done, okay? Because without looking to yourself, without trusting yourself, you cannot really love yourself. And the man that loves himself is going to make a demand of any woman that comes his way of you have got to not listen. I'm not saying change who you are. Okay, listen to me. I'm not saying change who you are. I'm saying change who you are when you're with me. You can be whatever the fuck you want to be. If you want to be non-traditional with everybody else, that's fine by me. And nor am I here to change you from being non-traditional. But by being with me and in order to get with me or my time, you're going to have to be able to modify your behaviors because you're not going to have me long if you feel that you're going to treat, because I don't ever want you guys to be treated like the average surface dweller. I don't want that for you, okay? But let me get to, I forgot this question right here. How do you walk away from being rejected without embarrassment? See, that's the, okay. Okay, why? It goes back to what I'm saying here. I'm going to have to start showing y'all the dominoes. I think part of the problem that you're having is that your worship of women is greater than the worship that you have of yourself. The problem, what makes you a loser to a woman is that you're giving her a power because she says no. You're allowing that to define who you are, and that's your problem. As I said before, a woman is allowed to reject you. That's her right. She's got a right to reject you. She's got a right to say, I'm not interested in you. That's her right. But you also got a right to not give a fuck. There is nothing embarrassing about going after what you want if you believe in yourself. Man, let me tell you something why. I get turned down, brother. I'm no different than you, big dog. Shit, man. I get turned down. But I just don't care. I'm so into me, I just don't care what one has the right to think. Why should I get upset over somebody who has the right to be in a relationship before I meet her, or to be interested in somebody else before I meet her, or not to be interested in someone else and not just be interested in me? What business is it of mine that she chooses not to want to deal with me? Why is that such an embarrassment when, if you think about your mindset, you should have the mindset that you are coming down from the land in ass and titties, and you are gracing her with who you are. It's something to think about.
Yeah, pictures. You heard?
Go.
Oh, I sent you the pictures.
Oh, you sent me the pictures? Oh, wait, whoa, shit. God damn it. She sent the photos? Shit. Hold on, let me look at the photos. Let's see what you got here. Damn, she's quick. Oh, wow. Wow, that smile. Okay, all right. All right, write this down at the top. Write this down at the top. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Hey, can I show him just the smile? I'm with your permission. I'm not going to show her face. Can I show him the smile with a little bit of that cleavage? Is that okay, caller? Just a smile, not her face. I'm not going to show her face.
Yeah.
It's up to you. Is it okay or no? If you say no, I'm not going to do it. It's up to you. Never mind. I will do it. Don't worry about it. So what I want you to say, because she's so okay, she's smiling. Listen. Say, hey, start the first thing. Call her back and say, look, your smile is why I'm calling you back. Scrap the bottom part. Scrap the bottom part. Now listen to me, 646. If you feel like you're drowning, okay, say, I'll be right back. I'll hit you right back. Let me think on what you're saying. Give me a second to think on this, okay? Okay, if you feel like you're drowning, okay?
Okay.
If you feel like you're drowning. So scrap the bottom part because she sent you the photo. So, hey, she's got the lips, the smile. Oh, man, damn. She got some double Ds. Those are big-ass titties. Is that double Ds?
Nah.
Jesus Christ. Okay, there must be some C-cups. That's pretty fucking big. Okay, so what I want you to do now she sent it, go ahead and call her back now and start from the top. And if you feel like you're drowning, back the fuck out, okay? And I got you. We'll come back. Say, let me think of what you said. I got you, dog. This is how we got to do shit. You know you're new to this shit. So go ahead and call her real quick. Go ahead and try her this time. If not, we'll wait for her to call you back. But I think the calls were the first her to do the photos. So she just sent those. So now it's time to call her.
All right, so just the first part then.
Yeah, just the first part. Not send me the photo. Not send me the photo.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Let me get that shit ready on my document.
Yeah, get that shit ready, dog, because she, hey, dog, she sent you that smile. Oh, shit, there's another one. Wait, how many fucking photos? Oh, my God. Wait, I didn't see this photo.
Three.
Damn. Yeah, I see. Yeah, she got them dick sucking lips, dog. Jesus Christ.
Yes, she does.
Yes, Lord. All right, man, do your thing, brother.
All right, let me call back. And if she said drowning, say I'll be back or some shit.
What's up?
You said if I'm drowning, say I'll be back.
Yeah. If you're drowning, say, okay, let me call you right back. Let me think on what you're saying. If you're drowning, but you shouldn't, because you're keeping it real clear with it.
All right.
And
then after I finish it, let's say it goes well, I finish it. I just end it.
Yeah, it didn't end it. Yeah. Say, say, hey, say, you know, you'll get an extra, hey, Bubblegum's going to get an extra lick, you know what I mean, for following instructions. If you send me those photos, Bubblegum's going to get an extra lick.
All right. Okay.
All right. Go ahead and do that
extra
shit.
Lick.
Yeah, an extra lit. All right.
I'm calling back now.
All right, 100. Go ahead and do that shit.
Hey, what's up, Stephanie? How you doing? My bad. I missed your calls brushing my teeth.
It's okay. I missed yours too.
Thank you for sending those pictures. It makes me smile.
You're welcome. Anyways. Send me pictures too.
All right. Anyways, I thought about what you said and I have an idea of what you're thinking, right? And I know it involves you and I.
We could talk
in relationship.
We could talk in person.
You want to just talk in person?
Yeah.
I'd rather just
agreed on.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what you agreed on.
You're right. That is what I agreed on. But I want to just say it now, though.
No, okay.
All right. So I know what you're thinking involves you and I in a relationship, but not just two people having sex, of course. And I want to let you know that I don't mind moving towards that, but to me, I want to make sure that it's right for us because I'm not the kind of man that just rushes into anything all willy-nilly, stuff like that, you know. But first, I guess I got to ask you a question. When you and I are together, do I ever make you feel, you know, slutty or bad, or do I ever make you feel cheap? No. That's why I like spending time with you, because you're cool, you're chill, and you're not trying to pressure me to be something that I'm not ready to be. And
yeah,
this is initially why I sent you the first message, because I wanted to let you know that when I get home, that you're going to be the first thing, the first person I'm going to spend time with. And if that doesn't make you feel special, then perhaps maybe I'm not the right guy for you then. But I know I'm the right guy for you because I know that you're in love with me. But I also want to let you know that I'm not going to take advantage of how you feel. And it's important for me to keep it like 1,000%, 100 with you and not playing games with you and your feelings, of course. So just wanted to say that. And you could think on it. But other than that, I guess when we see each other, that I'll be thinking about those pictures you sent me and give an extra lick bubblegum.
That has something to say.
You have something to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said that you're not the type of guy that just rush into something. However, we had sex. So what are you trying to imply?
I'm not the type of guy to rush into
having a relationship with someone. However, we had sex, we did stuff. So what would you call that?
That's a type of relationship, I'd say.
A type of relationship.
Yeah. Like when I said, one step at a time, because a committed long-term type of thing is, it could be possible. Right now, I'm just not ready to rush into it.
I'm not rushing you. I just wanted to know, like, where your head is at and long-term, what you're thinking, like, what's your agenda. I'm never rushing you. I would never rush someone to do something that they don't want to do. I just want to know where your headspace is at. That's all.
All right, and I appreciate that. Then. Well, okay. Now that we can both think on some things, and I guess maybe call back later or maybe not. Other than that, I guess that's it for now. All right.
Good night.
Have a good night. Tough.
All right, not bad, brother. I like that. She challenged you a little bit, but you went back to the script. Okay, all right. What the only misstep is that you didn't reinforce what you said because she's trying. She asked you like where is this going? All we doing? We did things together, right? Yeah, I know we did things, but again, like I said, you needed to go back to I want to take time and all this other stuff. All right. Now listen to me. This is what you're gonna do real quick. Because it sounds like she's a little bit down right now, okay?
Yeah.
So listen. Yeah. So I want you. Hey, look. I just want to call you. Are you ready? I don't want to go to bed. Hey, I'm not trying to go to sleep knowing that you feel some kind of way. Type it. I'm not trying to close my eyes knowing you feel some type of way. Come on, type, baby. Come on.
Wait. I'm gonna use my phone.
I like when you type it. It's faster when you type it, man. I like when you type it. Cause I'm typing in my mind.
Yeah.
So come on.
But then I got to email to my phone because
okay.
It's like
so
all on spot. So I'm trying to type on my phone.
Are you ready to type what I'm about to tell you?
I'm ready.
Say, look, I didn't like getting off the phone like this because I feel like you're a little down right now. Let me know you're done.
All right.
I never said we're not going to have a relationship.
Got it.
Now watch how cold we are. Now, this is what you call 10 moves ahead, okay? What I want you to say is tell me what's on your mind and be honest with me. Now, watch this game, guys. Watch this. So, wait, just tell me what's on your mind and be honest with me. Because watch this shit. I don't give a fuck what she say, guys. I already got it in my head where we're going to lead this, all right? So, tell me what's on your mind and be honest with me right now, okay? Because I don't want to go out of town leaving things like this, like it is right now.
Like they are right now, okay?
Okay, now, what's going to happen is she's going to talk to you and tell you about all that shit. Now, remember, I'm going to show you how to leave. Remember, this is 10 moves ahead. So it doesn't matter. She's going to say a bunch of shit. No matter what the fuck she say, this is where we're going after she says what she wants to say. Do I make you happy? After you make her say what she wants to say, do I make you happy? Do I make you feel good?
Okay.
Do you want this to end? Or do you want to continue? Because I don't want you to do something you don't want to do.
Right. Yep.
And say, look, I'm not trying to blush. I'm not trying to brush you off.
All right.
As I said before, I enjoy spending time with you, but I'm not here to upset you.
All right.
So just and reinforce, like I said before, I'm going to take my time, and when I know it's the right time, I'm going to make my move. Best believe that. Because it doesn't matter. Watch. It doesn't matter what the fuck she say. She can say all the shit she going to say, but you going to hit her with that shit right there. The front end, let her say whatever the fuck she want to say, and then hit her ass at the back end.
Okay.
Yeah, and say, look, Yeah, I'm not saying, listen, I'm not, I don't ever want to leave, I don't ever want to get off the phone with you sounding like this ever again. If there's something on your mind, say it. And then say that's what we do, right?
All right.
Hey, ready? So give me a smile and tell me you love me, and I'll let you go. Just give me a smile.
Oh, my
tell me
God.
You
love me. Okay.
No, don't fuck that shit. She already love your ass. Fuck that. I'm going to show you this shit. We doing the man shit. So give me a smile. Tell me you love me, and we'll let this thing roll. Come on, man. Fuck that. That's how you talk to them. You know they love you, dog. You just, you let them. Hey, dog, we taking this shit, the reins of this fucking horse. All right?
All right,
now call us. Remember, you ask her, tell me how you feel, talk to me right now. And then whatever she says, you hit her with those next bunch of lines and wrap that shit up. Remember, I don't want to go to bed ending things like this because she sound kind of down and shit. So you got to remember, yeah, with a smile on her and shit. We want to end this shit with her telling you, smiling, saying she love you. Yeah, you know I mean.
Yeah, I mean, wait, so...
Yeah, right. If you ask her to tell you love her, you say, I'm not going to tell you. I say, you already told me before. What's wrong with saying it again? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what about when do I make you happy? Do I have to wait for a response? No, right? Just keep going.
Yes, wait for a response. Don't just reach it. Wait for the response. Do I make you happy? You just reading shit. She was trying to respond to your shit, and you were just reading. Give her a chance to respond, man.
Yeah, I was low-key trying to bulldoze through it.
Stop bulldozing and slide the dick in. You don't want to jam it in. Slide, right?
Right.
All right, so go ahead and hit her up. Right. Let's do this shit. Get it. So you guys go to bed. Come on. Go. Yeah, yeah. Show y'all game, man. That's how you got to talk to them, y'all. Yeah. That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
Hey, what's up? Listen, I didn't like how we left things off getting off the phone like that because it sounds like you're a little down right now. So just want to say that.
I'm okay. I'm fine.
All right. Well, I never said that we're not going to have a relationship.
I'm not forcing you into a relationship. Like I already told you, I'm not forcing you. I just wanted to know where your headspace is at. Like, do you just see me as a sex object where you're just, like, comfortable having sex with me? Or do you see me as someone that you would like to long-term have a relationship? That's all I ask. I'm not rushing you into a relationship. And you might feel as if, though, that I may have love for you because, yeah, I did see your reaction when I accidentally said I love you. That's just reflex. That's just something that I used to say to our best friend or to my sister, like when they're leaving. I say, hi, I love you, bye, like get home safe. Like that might have been a reflex, and I see your reaction after I say it. So I don't expect you to say I love you. Like I get it. I'm not forcing you to be in a relationship with me. I get it.
Okay. Well, thank you for telling me that was on your mind then. I guess what I gotta say is, do I make you happy?
To an extent, yeah.
Do I make you feel good?
To an extent, yeah.
Okay. Well, my question to you is, do you want this to like end or continue?
That's entirely up to you, whatever you think is best for you.
Okay, because I don't want you to do what you don't want to do, right? I'm not trying to like.
You don't decide that for me. If I don't want to do something, I pretty well know wrong from right. Like, I know what not to do and what to do.
Okay, great. Because I'm not trying to like force you or brush you off or nothing like that. Because as I said, I enjoy spending time with you. And I'm not here to upset you. And like I said before, you know, well, you already understand if I said I'm going to take my time and, you know, we're going to see when the time's right, and then I'll make my move. That's going to be that. But, you know, just for this whole situation, I don't want to ever to get off the phone and, like, you sounding, like, sad, what I thought was sad again. You know, if there's something on your mind, just say it, let me know, because that's what we do, right?
Yeah, that's what we do.
All right. So why don't you go ahead and give me that smile and then tell me you love me and then we'll let things roll.
No.
All right. You ain't got to say it because you already said it. Either way, you can still smile for yourself, though.
Yeah.
All right. So have a good rest of the night. I hope you're feeling better.
Thanks, same to you.
All right. I need some more reassurance than that.
What reassurance?
That you're feeling better.
I'm good. I'm fine.
Yeah, okay. Because I like that smile.
You should take my word as it.
Okay, okay. Just keep that smile going, the ones that you send me in those pictures, all right? That's how I know.
What pictures? I sent you pictures already.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying keep that smile going for yourself. It looks nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Well, have a good rest of the night.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Let me tell you why this is good. All right, young man, this is what you got to understand. And this is going to be the Uncle Ben to Spider-Man talk. Okay. The talk was perfect. You did a good job. But a lot of women are going to have a hard time accepting the role that you put them in. So what you did was perfectly fine. And she's got a little bit of pout in her because really technically she wants the relationship. But she's just trying to play like, you know, I don't care and, you know, it's okay and all this other stuff. But I like what you said. You kept it a buck with her. And here's the best part about it. She can never, ever say from this point that you never let her know where she's at. Now, yes, we try to get her to smile and all that other stuff, and I'm fine. Like I say, like life, sometimes they don't want to do it because they don't want to give in. Because giving in to you by saying, I told you I love you. See, she was smart. Let me tell you, smart. See, I told you I love you like I tell my brothers and my, nah, motherfucker, you were your fucking feelings and said you love me. And then when I didn't say nothing back, You had to play that shit off and figure it out. So don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. She, hey, listen, right now she's trying to understand, whoa, she wasn't prepared for what you said to her. And a lot of women will not be prepared because a lot of women are not used to being told what is. You see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to you is that, yeah, she's feeling some kind of way. But like I said, you always, like she said, I told you, do you want to stop? She's like, what do you want to do? You know what I mean? So, all right, we'll keep it going. But we're not going to have this conversation anymore. You didn't have to tell her we're not going to have this conversation anymore. She understands that this conversation is not going to happen. Because like you told her, when I'm ready to make that move, I'm going to make that move. You see what I'm saying? You told her.
Yeah.
When I'm ready to make that move, I'm going to make that move. And sometimes okay, a lot of it's like a guy that wants the woman to make the move fast. Okay, let me tell you what a lot of women do. A lot of women slow it down. I don't want to rush things. I want to take my time. You know, the guys all trying to fuck. Come on, baby. I mean, we know each other. I don't want to. And what they're doing is trying to control the narrative by saying we ain't going to fuck when you want to fuck. We're going to fuck when I decide that you are worthy enough. You see what I'm saying? So what you did was you kind of flipped the script on her. You flipped it. So she's trying to ponder, damn, you know, since she's known you, she's never had you say that many words before, I'm sure, which is ultimately throwing her off because you sound like, you got to go ahead and laugh because you know that you don't talk to her like that. You talk to her here and there. But she likes that. But, yeah, but you do need to have more thunder in your voice. You know what I mean? Don't joke around and be more serious about that because it's a serious thing. But you did okay, though, okay, man? You did okay.
All right. Thank you. So I guess
my question
is, so just moving on, then I just keep it regular then?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's your king. You can decide what you want to do, but you have her already on. She's already on. I mean, she ain't going nowhere. She ain't going nowhere. But what was good, you told her when I'm ready to make that move, I'll make that move. So she can't ever ask you about the move anymore. Now,
she does.
Now it's time to start taking your warrior. Instead of sending him north, send his ass south, east, or west and start getting some more territory, some more women.
All right. I'm a spring break right now, so that's good.
I know. So yeah. Do your motherfucking thing and shit, brother. Come on, man.
All right. I might get some coaching some later time then.
I got you, man. I got you, brother. Okay?
All right. Cool, man.
All right, man. Yeah, go lay down and go to sleep, whatever the fuck, so I can finish up this show with these guys and shit.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, 100, man. Yeah, brother. Yeah. Good shit, brother. All right, guys. If y'all have any questions, go ahead and ask. Let me grab some of the questions. I think I missed a question that I said I'm going to ask. Wait. Let's get back to this one. I know we're talking about that. If there's any questions that y'all have, y'all call in or ask the question. I got you covered. But what I want y'all to see is this is how it's going to be. They're not going to accept being second fiddle. They're not going to be able to accept sometimes you being in a relationship because that's what makes you the bad boy. The good guy is going to lie to her and tell her something that he doesn't want to be, where the man is going to tell her what the fuck is. And now that she's going to accept that or not, it's her choice, her call. Let me play my music. All right, so we're here. I'm the Dean. Class in session. But I was getting back to the rejection thing to y'all guys. Real quick, like I was saying, if y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. But like I was saying, caller, I think most of you guys don't understand the rules of rejection. It is not rejection if a woman says no to you. What is rejection is when you see somebody you want to talk to and you don't go over there and do it. That's rejection because you're rejecting yourself from doing the thing you want to do. What the woman does when you meet her has nothing to do with you. Has nothing to do with you at all, okay? Unique, have a good night, man. Wait, what do you mean? Is it okay to talk to multiple girls at once? You goddamn right. What the fuck? Yes. Hey, look, I would have more problems if you don't talk to multiple women. Listen. A lot of women talk. You want to know why a lot of women talk to a lot of guys? Because it's like the draft. Or it's like training camp. She's just trying to see, okay, let me see what you can do. Oh, shit, you're a chauffeur? You can drive real good? Oh, shit. Let me check my roster. Oh, I might need a new chauffeur. All right, you might can bring you back in. Let me see you. You can be my bank, my bitch, and all this other stuff. So don't ever, listen, brother, talk to as many women as you want to talk to. Don't ever stop talking to women. All right, don't ever stop talking to women. Don't ever stop doing that, man. Always talk to women. That's what men do. That's how you sharpen your sword by talking to different women. And a lot of women, I mean, again, don't think women are not talking to guys, okay? Don't ever think that that's going on because women are talking to other guys, all right? So don't be upset, don't be mad or anything like that. Got any other questions, let me know. But You know, we're going to definitely, like I said, we got about 20 minutes left, but we're definitely going to continue this because I want to get off the tradition and get back onto you guys because the thing that we got to ask that I'm going to ask you now that we're going to talk about tomorrow is how can you ask someone to have a tradition when you don't have any traditions yourself? Oh, man. That's what we're going to discuss tomorrow or today, you know, Tuesday show. But how can you demand tradition out of anybody when you don't have traditions yourself? That's something I'll think about that for a second. And a tradition is every time a tradition in everything you do should have some type of tradition attached to it. But most of y'all guys don't do it. How to make a girl so comfortable around you should tell you anything. You ain't ready for that, Drip Heart. You need game. You need to learn game, dog. You ain't ready for that. You're asking me about it. You're asking me an algebra question, and you can't count to 10. So you got to step back a little bit. You ain't ready for that shit. Because anything you say is going to come off weird and creepy, big dog. So come off weird and creepy. But guys, we got about 17 minutes to go. If y'all want to ask any questions, lines are open if you want to call in. Tomorrow's show, we're not in tomorrow. Oh, we're still in tonight. So tomorrow's show, we're definitely going to hit on with Lucario. We're going to be on with Takario, and then we'll do a show later in the evening. So we want to make sure that we answer any questions that y'all have, okay? Yeah, that's exactly right. There you go. That's how you do that shit, man. That's what we want to talk about. But anyway, guys, if y'all have a question, go ahead and answer it. We got a few minutes left, man, and that's what we chopped it up. We did a good four. So I wanted to make sure we were on a little bit longer to push game to you. But this is all important. All this is important. What I'll try to do once I get in 10 minutes, I'll try to join that link. I don't know if it's going to be up still, but I'll try to join it in a few minutes. 707, can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's up with your big dog? Just been just tapping in with some advice.
Okay, how can I help you? What's up?
I'm just now leaving the gym, right? And while I was at the gym, this female, she walked past me, we made eye contact, and she did some little shit with her tongue. She stuck her tongue out at me, right? So I went over there and I approached her. And then, I basically was spitting to her. But it's like, it's,
stop, what did you say? What did you say to her? What did you say to her?
So basically, I told her, I was like, you know, that's my safe, right? What did I say? I was like, you know, that ain't safe, right? And she's like, what's not safe? I'm like, you gonna get yourself into something you can't handle. Some shit I said, I can't even remember. But then,
you lied.
Yeah, the conversation was exploding and shit.
Yeah. Don't lie, because you ain't that motherfucker to do that. Don't lie to them like that, man. You ain't that motherfucker to do that.
It ain't a lie, though.
Well, I'm telling you it's a lie, because you're calling. Hey, brother, you're calling me right now. It's a fucking lie. You're calling me right now, dog. I've got you covered, but
I'm
don't
calling
lie.
Look, let me get to what I got to say. I'm calling because the bitch want me to pull up tonight. Like, she want me to pull up, but you feel me? I don't know if I want to just hit the bitch first night type shit, so I don't know how to play it.
What was the reason why you approached her in the first place? Was it the fuck or is
I
it start
you,
a relationship?
She walked past me. All right, I'm in the gym. I'm working
is
out.
The
right.
Fuck?
She walked past me.
Is it the
stick
fuck?
Her tongue out?
I'm asking you. I don't care what she did. I'm asking you. Do you want to fuck her or be in a relationship with her? That's all I'm asking you. What do you
I
want?
Mean, I'm just trying to fuck, but I don't want
to
fuck.
Well,
like,
then if you're trying to fuck, she's giving you the opportunity. Okay, then is she giving you the opportunity to fuck right now? Yes or no?
Yeah, she told me something.
Okay, then. Okay, then what's the problem?
Bro, I just met her.
This is what I understand. You said it's you wanted to fuck. I understand you just met her. You said you wanted to fuck. She's giving you the opportunity to fuck, but now you're backing up. You got what you want. Didn't you just say you wanted to fuck? You're getting what you want. The line, the sun, the moon, the stars. But see, here's the thing. Now, Carl, let me tell you something. When you said you don't want to get yourself into something you better be careful. No, you don't want to get yourself into something that you can't handle, whatever you said. Now she's calling you out on that shit. So if you about what you're saying,
right,
why aren't you going over there and fuck her? Because
okay, you're right.
I know I'm right because I'm good at what I do. I know I'm very good
But look, though. So you just hit me. This first night you meet them, like you don't get to know them, like what they got or what they do or don't have nothing. Like,
my brother,
you never know nowadays, bro.
I understand that, but I'm not the one that said he wanted to fuck.
You're right.
I'm not the one that said he wanted to fuck.
Since I came to the bitch with it, I gotta stand on that.
No, and here's the problem. You said you wanted to fuck, and then you went over there like someone who can fuck and get pussy. So you know she said, okay, what's up? That's all she's saying.
Yeah, what's up? Right.
Straight up. Yeah, you that guy? Let's see if you that guy. What's up? But now you like, well, I got to get to know you better. I mean, you can't do that. you can't talk
yeah,
shit.
You're right.
You can't talk shit to somebody and then expect them to start slow. You're going backwards. You want to fuck,
right,
and now throw you pussy, you're going backwards.
Yeah.
So you got her number? You got her number?
Yeah, I got her number right here. She texting me,
We'll call her right now. I'm going to tell you what to say. I'm going to tell you what to say.
Something to say.
Get your pen out. Get your pen out. Write this shit down.
Huh?
And write this down. Wait, did she tell you a time she wants you to come over tonight?
No, I have some more errands I had to go around, so I don't know. Tap in with her after I finish.
All right, we'll call her right now. We'll give her a time. What time you coming? What time you going over there to fuck? What time?
Bro, you trying to force me into fucking this bitch, and I don't even know if I want to fuck this bitch or not.
Okay, call her. This is why you surface weak-ass motherfucker. Hey, no, don't call her. No, let me tell you something about yourself. Don't ever go to a woman and try to act like you a fucking man when you bitching up right now. If you don't want to fuck her, hang the
bro.
Fuck up off the phone and stop wasting my goddamn time. You just said you want to fuck. I'm trying to set this shit up for you, Dweller. Do you want me to set it up? But you say, nah, I don't want to fuck.
Man,
you don't
I don't need
to fuck.
Him to set it up for me. I can set it up myself.
Man, get your
I'm just saying,
ass
bro.
Off my phone. Get the fuck off my phone. Fuck you. Do y'all see what I'm talking about? Do you guys see what the fuck I'm talking about? This surface-dwelling motherfucker. It's like all you guys out there that say you want to fuck. All you guys sit around and say, I want some pussy. I want a one-night stand. I want to get it on my crib. And then when the opportunity presents itself, you bitch up. How the fuck is he going to sit there and tell me he wants to fuck and then have another, and look, he want to fuck and he be like, yeah, I'm going to look. Hey, girl, you don't want to start something you can't finish. And she said, okay, motherfucker, what you got? And then you're going to call me. I'm trying to set it up. And then you got the nerve to tell me, well, I'm not sure if I want to even fuck. Then why the fuck did you say you wanted to fuck? Did y'all see what I'm talking about? Why do you say you want to fuck something and then you get what you want, and then all of a sudden you want to, what, take her out on two dates or something? Hold her hand at the town fair? Push her on a swing or some shit, motherfucker? I don't understand. Guys, I'm not trying to be a dick here. This is amazing. You guys say you want pussy, and I understand that. But see, the problem with you wanting pussy is that you ain't got no back end game to keep the front end going. The motherfucker said, I saw her and I want to fuck. And she throwing the pussy at him. As if, I keep telling you, some women just want to fuck. I didn't say eat her pussy. I didn't say anything like that. You just put it on your rubbers and smash. But all of a sudden, you want to really get to know her? Well, then why did you say you wanted a relationship? I'm sorry. I was under the impression when this dweller called in, he wanted to fuck. And if you come to Unk and tell me you want to fuck, I'm going to get you to fuck, right? All I was going to do is tell him to call her, let her know what time, tell her to put something sexy on, and I'm on my way. This is something I don't understand. If a woman, if you want to fuck and the woman wants to fuck you, before you even thinking about fucking a woman and you want to get to know her and all this other shit, why the fuck do you want to fuck? Look, y'all see why women make y'all wait for pussy now? Because even when they give it to you, you don't even know what to do. Oh, my God. Let's rewind this. Hello? Caller, what's up? Yeah, what up, Steve? Yo, I got a question for you, man. You know, hey, man, I was at the gym and everything, and I met this fine girl. I mean, she was fine, you know. She was just giving me some eye looks and all this other stuff. You know what, I went over there, and then she stuck her tongue at me. So I went over there, and I said, yo, what's up, girl? You don't want to start something you can't finish. And then all of a sudden, she hit me up talking about she want me to come through tonight. All right, caller. Well, when you saw her, did you want a relationship or did you want to fuck? Shit, man, I wanted to fuck. All right, cool, man. So let me tell you what you need to say to go ahead and set this shit up right. But hold on, shorty, wait. Yo, wait. Hold on, man. I don't even know her. I can't wait. Guys, do you know if I said that to you before that mother called? Y'all probably spit in my face. Me say, Steve, shut your goddamn ass up if I told you this is real. Did y'all see why they don't want to fuck? You can never walk up to a woman and say you don't want to start something you can't finish because she going to challenge you on that shit. And she challenged them. She challenged them. And you got nervous because you can't handle an aggressive woman. There are women that are aggressive that, listen, they're out there. They ain't got time to get to know you because they don't want to get to know you. Because maybe she's got a man. Maybe she's seeing somebody right now. And just like you guys that are seeing women, maybe she just wants a stiff dick and go about our way. So you know what? I saw you. I want to test the dick out. Give me some of that dick so I can go about my merry way. It's shocking, guys, but there are women out there that just want to fuck. They don't want a relationship with you. They just want to fuck. And he got, I tell you, I don't know if it happened yet, but pretty soon the sun, moon, and all the planets are going to line up. I think it's coming up this month or something like that. I'm on in the space type shit, so that's the geek in me. But all the planets are supposed to be lining up pretty soon. And come on, man. See, here's the problem. Problem is that he's eating and shitting in the same place. See, he knows that if he ain't doing it right, he's going to be the laughing stock of the gym. Because best believe, if he ain't fucking the right way, he ain't fucking. Oh, best believe, everybody in the gym gonna know he ain't about that game. Guys, this is why I keep telling you. You cannot try to boss up to a woman and then back the fuck down when you get what you want. All you guys always keep saying, I want some pussy. I want some pussy. I want the one night stand. I just want the pussy. Yeah, I just want to break in my place. I just want to fuck. Then all of a sudden, they want to fuck. And they want to test you out because they like what you're saying. Because you know what? That's what men say. The ones that can fuck, again, look, I don't know if you're ready for this shit. I don't know if you're ready for this shit. Because that's what we tell them. And you know what they say? Shit, you ain't see what's up. And then what they'll do, again, guys, y'all remember my prom? My prom. Now, y'all know the story of my prom. I took the girl out that reminded me of Peg Bundy, this badass black chick. Took her out. She reminded me of Peg Bundy. I don't know. I just had this thing for Peg Bundy in the 80s, just something about Peg Bundy. But this chick kind of reminded me of her, so I took her to the prom, right? But my guidance counselor, now listen to me, my guidance counselor had her, was she a sophomore or a junior in college? She was chaperoning the fucking event with her mother. I was up in, I ain't shit. I tell y'all I ain't shit. Man, hey, guys, let me tell you how cold I am. I was fucking so much. I didn't even fuck on my prom. I was getting so much pussy. You know what I did on my prom? I went with my boys to King's Dominion. We left the prom, crashed for like a few hours, and went like to fuck King's Dominion or Busch Gardens or something. I didn't even fuck. I was fucking so much, I didn't even fuck, but that's not the point. So I'm at the prom, and I see the guy and counselor's daughter. It's a woman, not him, but her daughter. And all I did, hey, I went right after what I wanted. I didn't even care what the fuck she was. She was cold. Shit, I put my motherfucking bed in. And guess what? She played it off a little bit, but then we exchanged information. I said, look, peep game. I'm going to go ahead and roll. Hey, I'm about to, because she was like, what, you going to get some pussy? She asked me, well, oh, I know it's prom. So I know how y'all seniors are. This is like a college girl talking to my motherfucker ass thinking that I'm a fucking dweller and shit. I know how y'all guys are. I know you're going to have some woman and have sex and everything. But after you get done with the hotel, I said, baby, peep game, look, hey, I'm not fucking tonight because I fuck all the time. Let me say that again. It's like what he said. But I'm just telling her, I'm not fucking tonight because I fuck all the time. Let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to motherfucking Busch Gardens. I think it's Busch Gardens or King's Dominion with my boys. And when I get back, I'm going to get back at you. That's all I said. She's like, okay. And then I went scurried on my way and she went to do her thing. I got to the prom. I dropped off my prom date. I told you I did not fuck because I was fucking. I dropped her ass off. Took my boy. We chilled at the crib, played some fucking video games, crashed. Woke up the next morning. Went to motherfucking King's Dominion and Busch Gardens. I pulled some bitches in fucking King's the fucking Minion. I'm pulling them all over the fucking place. And then after that, came back home and chilled the fuck out. And guess what the old man told me when I got home? You got a few messages. This girl's been calling you. Oh, really? Oh, let me see what's up. And I called. I'm like, what's going on? Oh, nothing. What you up to? Nothing. All right. Well, hey, peep gang. I'm going to be free later on tonight. Again, I'm from the DMV. So I was in, for all those, my DMV aficionados, I was living off of Martin Luther King. I was in PG County, okay? She lived in Montgomery County, Maryland, like in the spring, the Silver Spring, what is it? What is the fucking mall? Shit, because she sucked my dick in the mall. What the fuck is the mall? Not Silver Springs, Woodland, Wood. What is the mall name? Hey, my dude's from the DMV. What is the mall that starts with a W by Silver Springs? What's the mall? It wasn't Woodbridge. It wasn't Woodbridge. It wasn't Wheaton Plaza. What the fucking mall was that mall? DMV guys, it's right, Freelance Ronin, in Silver Spring. What is that mall? It's near Silver Spring, but it's a mall and it starts with a W. The fuck is the name of the mall? I got a blank of the mall. No, not Potomac Mills. No, that's further down. No. We're in Silver Spring. Is it? Fuck. It's around Silver Spring. Fuck. I don't fucking remember the mall. Guys, this was in like 89, 90, so you got to excuse my mind. I forgot the mall. What set? Was it Wheaton Plaza? I forgot the name of the mall, but there's a mall. Yeah, I think it was Wheaton Plaza. I think it was Wheaton Plaza where she sucked my dick. But what I'm saying was that the one that sucked my dick that night. But it was funny, the one that I was talking to at the Funk Kings Dominion, she lived in Germantown, Maryland. So do the math. I think it was Wheaton Plaza Mall. I know it's near Silver Spring. I think it was Wheaton Plaza Mall. I think, or no, it wasn't White Oak. I think it was Wheaton Plaza. I think it was Wheaton Plaza. I know it's near Silver Spring. I think it was Wheaton Plaza Mall. Okay, but anyway. So then, peep game. Then I went from fucking, Wheaton Plaza to Germantown. But she met me in Gaithersburg. Now, there's a mall called Lake Forest Mall, I think we met, at Lake Forest Mall. Guys, I'm telling you, man, for all you guys listening, one thing that I didn't do is bullshit. I kept it a buck with her. I told her I don't fuck. The reason I'm not fucking on my prom is because I'm fucking women, so I don't need to fuck on my prom. I'm going out there to have some fun. No, it wasn't White Oak. It wasn't White Oak Mall. I think it was Wheaton Plaza Mall. I forgot. But the chick, she was already in college, man. I was smashing that motherfucker, man. And after I got with that, I went my ass over to, she was from Germantown, but she, guys, in Germantown, Maryland, it's called Lake Forest Mall. I don't know if it's still there, but I met her at Lake Forest Mall. If you go to, I don't know if y'all Google it, map it, I don't know if they still have it. I met her at McDonald's. If you look at Lake Forest Mall, there's a McDonald's in that parking lot area. I don't know if it's still there, so y'all can kind of Google it, but it's in Germantown, Gaithersburg, Maryland. It's called Lake Forest Mall, and I don't know if they still have it, but there should be a McDonald's right there. It should be a McDonald's right there. I'm not making this shit up. I'm telling you, this is how game works, man. You don't fucking sit around and talk that shit to these women, then buckle up when they throw the pussy at you. You got to be ready on point. Listen, I've ran into several women that fucked me because I let them know I'm not here to fuck. I don't even want to know what you have. I'm just here to fuck you or to lend my services to you. But I don't know what the fuck you do. I don't want to ask any questions. And let me tell you something, guys. Wait, we about to get into it. I was about to leave. We about to get into it. Hold on a second. We about to get into it. We gonna switch this shit to some sex shit. Fuck that. I'm going to talk more about the gigolo lifestyle. Is that okay, guys? Y'all want to talk on the gigolo lifestyle real quick? Can we talk about the gigolo lifestyle for a second, guys, of what's going on? See, let me explain something to y'all, guys. Think about women that you're going to have to understand as you get into this world, okay? A lot of these women, we're going to go overtime for this shit because I love this shit. I don't want you fucking average women. Why would you do that when, God damn it. I don't know. I got all the lighting, so I don't know if it's going to show. I probably got to cut off some lights and shit. Let me show y'all something, dog. Let me see the top of the light. I'm going to try to turn off one of these lights so the light stops. Hopefully you can see it now. All right, let me see if you can see it because of the light. All right, hold on. Come on, camera. All right, guys. What I'm showing you. Oh shit. Sorry. Fuck. The light. I got too much. I think the bright lights are too bright. Come on, focus in on it. Come on, girl. Fuck it. All right. Hey guys, I know how to solve this shit. I know how to solve this shit. All right. Uber Black. I'm gonna show you how to work with Uber Black. All this is part of Uber Black for you motherfuckers. I got you. Hold on, let me create something. Give me 1 second, gentlemen. I'm gonna create a map for you. Let me just create a map. All right. That's what I'm gonna do real quick. I'm gonna create the map. And I'm going to post it because my light is too damn bright now. I got some new lights, and they're so fucking bright. But let me create a map. Let me show y'all something, dog. I'm going to put y'all on some fucking game, man. Fuck this shit, guys. I'm going to put y'all on some fucking game, man. All right, let's see how I'm going to do this shit. All right, so we're going to do that one. All right, so I'll put y'all on game. Hold on a second. Okay, so I got that one. And we're going to change the color to white. Hold on, I'm just making something for you off the top, off the dome, dog, because y'all got to see this shit. In order to understand game, y'all got to see what the fuck I'm about to show y'all motherfuckers. And I got to make one more circle. I can draw, but I'm trying to hurry up. Just give me a second, guys. I got y'all. You know what y'all is about, some sex shit. Show y'all about these women and shit. Y'all fucking don't understand that these motherfuckers is... All right, so there you go. And then all I need is the letter X. Okay, I'm going to take this. Guys, I'm doing this off cuff. Guys, unscripted, guys. I'm in a good mood. We're going to talk about some fucking now. We're going to talk about the gigolo lifestyle. We're going to talk about that shit. Fuck that. All right, I got the X. Now let me post it. Perfect. So do I need to, I feel like I got to put the numbers because y'all motherfuckers ain't going to understand this shit. Give me a second. I'm going to add some other shit. Cause I'm doing this all in my head, but like I said before, it's in my head. So I see it. So in order for you to see it, you got to see it for yourselves. You know what I mean? So give me a second. I'm going to change the colors of the X's. So that way, when I change the color of the X's, you'll understand what the fuck your boy's talking about. X there. Let me change that color to do. Create that green, and then we're going to add one more X. All right, I'm going to show y'all. So I'm going to show y'all. This is like a sexual map of getting pussy. We'll make that a white X. That X is white. God damn it. Let me see. Okay, I got it right. Okay. All right, I'm about to post this shit. Hold on, let me post this motherfucker. Let me download it. And we're gonna, hey dog, this is what we do, dog. This is game, guys. Nobody does what the fuck we do. We always spitting out game. Yeah, it was Wheaton Plaza. Yes. Wheaton Plaza, thank you. Yeah, I told you it was a W. I think it was Wheaton, yeah. So guys, we're about to spit some game, guys. Let me download this shit right here. I downloaded it. I'm about to upload it and we're gonna look at it. No, not that. Don't worry about that. Let's switch. Let me just take this shit out. All right, here we go. Pop this shit. All right, so I'm about to show y'all. Oh, shit. Okay, because it's oh, fucking bitch. Hold on. All right, I got to do it again. Because I got the thing blocking. There we go. All right. We're about to do it now. We got 26 minutes. Y'all want to call in if you got any questions. All right. Watch this, okay? So this is the sex map. Gigolo lifestyle sex map. And every circle is an area. And every X represents that area. So if we're looking at the areas, there is four areas that are out there. Really, really for you are three areas. Areas in which you must hunt the right way. Okay, let's look at it. The first X, the white X, that is the city. Okay, there's lots of money in the city. The second X is a yellow, I mean, the second X is the green X. That means the houses outside the city, that's money right there. These are your money spots. It's the white, the green, and the red. Those are the money spots. We live in the yellow X. If you look at the yellow X, that's where we live, okay? But understand the bus line only goes up to the yellow X because outside of the yellow X is what we call Elysium. And what is Elysium is where there's no bus line and the houses are gated communities that you have motherfucking security. You got to fucking like get carted in. I mean, we're talking about six-figure, seven-figure salary. So the red is six-figure, seven-figure. The white is six-figure, seven-figure. And the X is six-figure, seven-figure. It's all money in those places. The problem with most of you guys that you don't understand is that everybody, okay, the red X will always come either into town. They will either go to the white X, which is downtown, or they'll go into the yellow X because that's not the absolutely the – I know, fuck you, Freelance. It is not necessarily the hood, but this is where all the action is. It's where the hip-hop clubs are and all that good shit, the X. That whole X, that whole blue circle represents where we live because where we live, you know, we go in the hole in the walls, the hip-hop places, the jazz, all that good shit. So what will happen is that couples that are in cuckold situations, couples that are into watching their wives get smashed, they will come into the X. But let me tell you guys, and y'all will notice this, most whole food, anything, most of y'all don't understand about organic stores. Organic stores are the feeding grounds or the water holes of the white, green, and red X. The organic places are in the X, the white X, the green X, and the red X. Most companies will not have organic places where we're at because they feel that we can afford it. Okay, I'm not trying to downplay any of you guys. Okay, but I want to let y'all guys know that organic stores are high end places that people who have money. Yes, Spicy. People who have money, they go to these places. So please let me, I'm explaining again, this is no knock on your salary, what you make. It's very rare you see a Whole Foods, Sprouts, or any kind of organic store in your area because these are upper echelon stores for upper echelon people that want to spend money on quality food, not your basic Safeway or your Kroger's or your Randall's or your Fiesta or Applebee's, whatever the fuck. Does that make sense? So all these people, they place these stores inside the city, outside the city, and the X. Now, what is great about the green X is the green X also represents the art district. Because the art district is always on the outskirts of the city. The museums, the art galleries, poetry, all that shit is on the outskirts of the city. It's not in the city, but it's on the next level of the outskirts outside of the city. There's always an art district outside the city. Now, there are Whole Foods, art districts, and all this other stuff. So if you're going to hunt, and if you want to meet women, the women are always going to hit the white, green, and red. That's where they're going. They're going to be in the organic places. They're going to hit these organic places. Not to them say that they ain't no bad ones that's going to hit the yellow X. Let me give you an example. Now, guys, I'm kind of like dating myself. Back in the day, there was this video thing. Really? I'm dating myself. I am 50, so I'm old. I'm not ashamed. Back in our day, Yellow X, I'm showing you, they used to have these video stores called Blockbuster, okay? Now, Blockbuster was a place that you go to rent videos to watch movies in your VCR, okay? Y'all youngins might not know about Blockbuster, but let me explain what I'm talking about. Even in the Yellow X, you can find pussy. It's just the level of pussy. See, in the Yellow X, you will get nurses, paralegals. You'll get paralegals, law clerks. You'll get, in the Yellow X, you'll get like the five figure. Now on the outskirt, now let me show you something. I'm breaking it down. Now follow me. Now if we look at the Yellow X, the line of the Yellow X from the white line, the two white lines, that's where money is. That's where six-figure salaries are. Six-figure, but in the white is six and seven-figure. In the fucking middle, X is six and seven. And the outskirts is always going to be seven, high six. But you're never going to, you'll probably find a five-figure or low six-figure salary in the Yellow X, okay? So I'm just trying to, am I making sense to y'all guys? I'm just trying to show you numbers and how things work, how things are set up, okay? All right? So this is how things are set up. Most gun ranges are probably on the outskirts anyway because they got to be far away because of city ordinance. In some place, sometimes they got city ordinance and stuff like that, okay? So what I'm saying to you guys is that where you go is the level of price that you get. But what most of you don't understand is that yellow, green, and white will come into the lower areas. And I don't want to say lower because I don't want to, like, I'm not here to knock you on what you make, because what you make is what you make. I don't mean to, I'm not here to say that just because you make five figures that makes you poor. I'm not saying that. I'm saying compared to what they make, we're all poor. Okay, let's just say it. To compare to, because when I was living in my apartment, remember, I was only making $4.35 an hour. So compared to what they make, I was fucking poor. Broke. I mean, shit. You know what I mean? But what I'm, yeah, be kind and rewind. Exactly. But what I'm saying to you guys listening to me is that if you are trying to get in the lifestyle of being with somebody who has money, the first rule of thumb is trust. You're dealing with people that are married to politicians. They're married to lawyers, athletes, musicians, you name it. These are people that have a little power and a little money, okay? All right? A little power and a little money. What is important to be a part of these circles is secrecy. Secrecy is the main rule of the game in all of this. The more secret you are, the more they're going to pass you around to the other women, because I don't want to use slave trade. I don't want to say that, but they trade us around like baseball cards, because women are saying, like, you know how we would say, we use that baseball cards. Yeah. Oh, look, I'll trade you my Lawrence Taylor for your Eric Dickerson or something, or for you new mother, my Bo Jackson. Oh, wait, let me give you somebody new that y'all watch. I'll trade you my Tom Brady for Amari Cooper. I trade you my Tom Brady for Patrick Mahomes. You know, trading cards, okay? Trading cards. So what you have to understand is that your clients or the women that you are going to associate yourself with, they have a secrecy because they have a life. And the life that they have is the, let me show you, especially, whew, you got to know this shit. The red and the green, but more or less the red. Those people run charity organizations. They're pillars of the community. They're doing walkathons. They're setting up Christmas things. They're working with choirs to sing Christmas songs. These women have responsibilities. And it is in these areas where some of these women are married. But I will also talk about the single women. Now, there are women that have high-end jobs. They are directors. They're fucking vice presidents. Some of them own their own company. And these women, because of the sexism, because it's sexist, it's a sexist world in America. I can't speak for everything else, but as a woman in a high position, she's got to be more like a man, so to speak, because if you're emotional, you can't get upstairs. So if you are a woman, you must represent the company as well. You can't get any scandals. You can't get in any trouble. And this is why these are the best ones to get, because these are the ones that are going to fuck out of town. I'll explain that in a second. My clients are doing this right now. See, the women that are like lawyers, doctors, anesthesiologists, you name them, vice presidents and all that other shit, what happens is they can't fuck in town. They can't be seen with you. And I don't want you guys to get in y'all fucking feelings if she's telling you I can't see you. Because if she can't see you, she can't fucking see you, because she's got a she's a representation of the company or the legal company or the fucking firm that she's in. Any scandal on her drizzles down to the firm. So there is an understanding that you cannot have any kind of fucking scandals with anybody. You can't get caught doing anything that you shouldn't be doing. So this woman will either shop at these Whole Food places, but sometimes she just wants some dick. See, the problem with shopping at the Whole Food places is you run into the, hey, I got a stick in my ass. You know, I'm Roger, and I've got like six-figure salary, and I just, you know, hey, they listen. Sometimes they want you guys. Sometimes they want dirty, nasty, filthy fucking sex. Sometimes they want to be treated like sluts, whores, and all that good shit. They're not going to get that in their area because everybody's stuffy. That's why the cuck situations are the yellow X's, because everybody knows that we the ones that's going to supply the fun to the women who have boring lives. Even if she's a trophy wife, boring life. That's why they're always fucking the pool boy, the fucking garden guy, the gardener, and all the other shit. Because the husband is not fucking. He's just supplying money to live a certain lifestyle. So that woman is going to bring her ass to her. I always call it Elysium. I used to call it Elysium. Remember that movie called Elysium with Jodie Foster? Like, you remember Earth was dying and they had a fucking its own little world, it was called Elysium. Look that shit up. Since I saw that, I named it Elysium. So what these women will do is that instead of going to Whole Foods, they're going to wear a suit. because all their outfits are expensive. They got expensive clothes, expensive shoes. They got money. They got the best of everything, the Prada purses and all that shit. But way back in the closet, they got the dressed down outfits. See, one thing y'all don't know about rich people that have money, one percenters, two percenters and things like that, is that they don't want to show their money when they get into certain areas. They dress down. They dress down to us. They dress down like they're just a normal, ordinary woman because they don't want to show their money. They don't want to show their money. Not yet. Because they don't want to make it about the money. They all they want to do is make it about the dick first. So these women will come from Elysium, that red X. Some will come from the white X and some will come from the green X, and they will go hunting. Excuse me, wrong button. They will go hunting in that X area. They'll go hunting in that X area. And let me tell you, and this is crazy, I'm going to be honest with you because it's going to sound crazy. There are going to be husbands that go into these areas to find you to fuck his wife. We'll get into that in a second. We're going to talk about something, but I'm just keeping it real. Keep it a buck. I know y'all don't want to hear that shit. And I'm not saying anything bisexual with the man. I'm saying that even the husband will go into that area to find a stud to fuck his wife. I'm telling y'all, it's a lot of shit going on out here. Y'all know nothing about. Y'all know nothing about. So what she will do is she will walk around, and you know, most guys with game, we can peep out women that just ain't fucking. You know, you can tell she just miserable and shit. So she waits. She'll either go to a club. She'll go to Walmart. She'll go to Randall's. She'll just do some light shopping just to run into a guy, just to start. How do you know when they're hunting? Well, that's because when they're in the area, they hunt in our area. Now, yes. Now, listen, guys. You can leave your area and hunt them. I used to show you that. You can leave your area and go into these areas and hunt them, absolutely. But when they're coming in your area, because you don't know them, they don't want to know that they have money. All these women at this point just want some dick. They want a guy some dick. But this is where the rubber hits the road. If there's one sign of bitch in you, she ain't fucking with you. Let me explain. See, she doesn't want needy, thirsty, and desperate. Because if she fucks a needy, thirsty, desperate guy, that motherfucker gonna fuck up her life, her job. Because he's gonna be knocking on her door, coming at her job, and fucking her shit up. She can't have that. She's very cautious. She needs somebody that is confident and sure of herself. Because when she finds him, she's not the one that's going to set up the fucking. She's going to talk to you and all this other shit. And when it comes time to fuck, gentlemen, what's going to happen is you're going to get a phone call. Well, what she'll do is she'll call the concierge. See, most of y'all don't know rich people got motherfucking like travel agents and shit, dog. Y'all don't understand. And again, like y'all mentioned Uber Black. Nobody knows about Uber Black. All you Uber aficionados, look up Uber Black. Not Uber. Not Uber. Look up Uber Black. Another level Uber for the high-end motherfucker. So let's say either you're in California, New Mexico. If you're on the West Coast, it'll probably be a trip to Vegas. If you're on the East Coast, it might be a trip to Atlantic City or a trip down to Florida or something like that. It's getting away, but it's giving you a phone call from the agency. When you get your call, it's going to be, you're going to be like, what the fuck is this? But she'll let you know you'll be getting a call pretty soon. I'm going to have something set up. You'll get a call pretty soon. And I'm going to use my dog. I'm going to use my dog right here. Hello, excuse me, Mr. Dangerous Russ. How you doing? My name is Steven. I'm your travel agency, and I just want to let you know, sir, your itinerary. You're like, whoa, what the fuck? All right, what's up? Well, sir, we got you booked on flight 478 going to Vegas. What we'll have, an Uber Black. Sir, what time do you, are you departing your job? Yo, I get off at like 5:30. What time will you be home, sir? Oh, I should be home around 6:30. Okay, well, would it be okay if we set up an Uber Black to pick you up at your place at 6:30? What we're going to do is once we pick you up in the Uber Black at 6:30, he will take you to said airport where also what we need you to do is please go to your app store and please download the United app because you're going to go first class. So we want to make sure that we give you the code number to put in. So the code number is G64578X, okay? And then you put that in, and they'll give you your boarding pass. So then they will give you the next thing. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to be flying out around 9 o'clock, sir. You should be landing in Vegas around 11 o'clock, sir. When you get out of Vegas, as you get off the plane, you will have somebody holding up a fucking white sign with your name on it. And it will be listed as not your name. It'll be Vanderjack or Rush or Winthrop, whatever the name. They're saying that, right? So once they say that, they say you will be in a Uber Black, okay? And they will take you to Uber Black. You're going to be taken to a 5-star hotel. Once you get there and you get to the desk, you go to the clerk and you give them this name, fucking Pinocchio, whatever the fuck, right? And what they'll do is they'll hand you a key, and if there's any questions, please let us know. And she will be arriving either later on that night, or she will already be there, or she will be there first thing in the morning. So don't worry about it. Enjoy the bar. Everything is complimentary. If you need anything, please make sure you call down. If you want to order anything, we have everything covered, sir. And if there's any questions, let us know. You'll be doing that. You're going to do this for 2 days, and you will be flying out Sunday, preferably around 7 o'clock. Would that be fine for you, sir? Is that a good time? Okay. Well, then you're going to be on United, and this is your code GPC9DX. Okay. So your Uber Black will be picking you up around 5 o'clock Sunday evening, and then you'll check in. And then as you'll be in first class, and then when you land, you'll have another guy, an Uber Black, to take you home, and you should be arriving at you. Guys, I am telling you, this is what happens. This is what happens because she's not fucking you around the neighborhood. This ain't it. Because she's got to make sure two things. That are you secretive? Can you shut the fuck up? Number one. Because if you become secretive, then you move from the out of the city to the new underground secret society of swinging, orgies, and cuckolding. You'll move. It's an advancement. But they got to make sure you that motherfucker. So they'll fly you. You'll do all those things. She shows up. Money's no object. She'll drop that fucking credit card down. Money's no object. You have a great time fucking and all that other stuff. All that you just, all you're doing is fucking and chilling. And yes, I, guys, I'm sorry. If you can't hold her, then don't do this. If you can't spoon and snuggle with her, then don't do this. Because once you start to do this and she realizes she likes what's going on, she's going to do this a few times. And then it's going to be that one moment when you know you're in it, when she's like, okay, well, you know what? I got to go. Hey, relax. I got to go. Relax. Your plane's going to pick you up, baby. I'll see you later. And then as you're leaving, there's going to be an envelope right on the edge where you can notice it with your name and some hearts on there. You're going to grab said envelope. You're going to open it up. It's going to have $500, $1,000, $1,500, or $2,000, depending on the services and what she wants to do. But it's also going to have her business card on there. Because remember, her thing is she ain't trying to fuck some shit up. So the business card you're getting is not actually her actual fucking job and all this other stuff. This is going to be a secret place that you're going to be in touch with her. It's kind of like a burner phone for a rich person, but it's another place. And it's that place. If you fuck up in that place, see, it gives her the freedom to talk to you at a distance. Because if she feels like you're not the guy, she can just cancel the online interaction you have, and you'll never hear from her again. But the more she wants to hear from you or what you're doing is when she's going to start paying you for the service. But she's not paying you for the fucking. That's what y'all get wrong. She's paying you for the comfort. Right. She's paying you for the comfort of snuggling, holding her, and just spending time with her. That's what she's paying for. Fucking comes part of it. But she's not paying for the fucking. She's paying for the intimacy. And if you guys don't want to do this, get the fuck out. I'm just telling you, this ain't for you. I'm just letting y'all know, this ain't for you. But once it is for you, what will happen is, yes, you'll keep getting your supplies of money from her. But then what's going to happen is she's going to ask for your address. And when she asks for your address, you'll get this UPS joint. Sometimes y'all got to sign for it. You'll get a UPS. And my clients love this shit. You'll get a UPS. You don't even know what the fuck it's for. And you're going to open that bitch up. It's going to be a brand new fucking Samsung Ultra Galaxy phone or a brand new fucking iPhone 12 or whatever the fuck it is, whatever. That's going to be the first part. You're going to start receiving things. You're going to start receiving jewelry. You're going to start receiving clothes. You're going to start going and traveling places with her. When she wants to travel to London, she's going to take you. When she wants to travel to Florida, she's going to take you. When she wants to go to to Denver and go skiing and shit like that, she's going to take you. But please understand, you are not her man. You are, I hate to say this, you're more like her pet. I mean, you're working for her, okay? You're working for her, okay? But in that, you're going to receive certain benefits. Now, once she knows that you're trustworthy as you're moving up this echelon, in this middle area that you're not going to get the information of, this, remember, this is off, this is a whole new account that she can just delete at any time. She's going to send you a time, and she's going to send you an address. That's all she's going to send you. And if there's a code or a password to name, it's going to be time, password, address. Because it's going to be in town. So it's not going to be on Uber Blacks or anything like that because she wants to make sure everything she's doing is off the book. So there's no – remember, guys, they kill the paper trails. Understand this. The ones that got caked – all these women that are caked up, they have ways to kill paper trails so nothing gets back on them. So you can't be in your feelings and shit. And here's another thing that's very important for y'all guys to understand and stuff. You cannot under any circumstances fall in love. But with that being said, you cannot get they're going to fall in love with you, but you've got to handle that with kid gloves. We'll talk about that in a second. But anyway, so from that point, you'll get a name, you'll get a place, and you'll get a password. Now, this is always going to happen. Let me show you the two places. It rarely happens in X, the white X. I would say 30% is going to be green, 70 red. 30 green, 70 red. But once you get done with the red, then the white, green, and red are going to be at 100 each. And I'll explain that in a second. So once you get that address, you go to the address. Now, this is where the rubber kind of hits the road because now you're walking into another level of game that most wish they had because it all starts from having game and having confidence to talk to women. I keep telling y'all motherfuckers. But what moves you on to this point right here is the upper echelon of what you're going to see. Now, the best way to describe what I'm about to tell you that if you watched Power, any of you guys watch Power, I'm talking about with Ghost, What was the name of that rich motherfucker? Guys, what was the name of that rich motherfucker on Power? Let me look at my dogs real quick. All my guys, what was that rich guy's name on Power that bought his club? What was his name? Oh, my guys, anybody that watched Power with Ghost, what was the guy's name? Simon Stern. Thank you. Gentlemen, I don't know the episode, but there's an episode where Simon Stern invited Ghost to his house. And that, and what you see there is what the fuck you're going to run into. What, hey, guys, hold on, guys. Let me pull it up. For all you guys that don't know, okay? For all you guys that don't know, I'll look that up for you. Hold on. Let me see here. Let me find it. When did Simon Stern get... When did Simon Stern invite Ghost to his house? All right, so I'm trying to find it. Where is it at? Power Season 4, I think Episode 6. Power Season 4, Episode 6, A New Man. I think this is the episode. Guys, I'm trying to tell you. Power Season 4, Episode 6. Let me double check to see if this is the one. Did Simon Stern, I'm trying to see, hold on. He smiles, turns out light until Simon Stone rolls him up, taking out the business deal. They own parents, Simon Stone, Toxic Coins. Simon Stone wants to be CEO of his real estate venture. He needs Ghost to backface tech credit, blah, blah, blah. Ghost bumper rings, blah, 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 blah. Hold on. I'm trying to see if this is the one. Damn it, I don't think this is it. Wait. Guys, if y'all know, please post it in there. When did Simon Stern have Ghost come to his place? Does anybody remember? Any of my Power aficionados? What was the episode? What was the episode? Because we got to talk about that. Y'all know what I'm talking about, but we got to find the episode because we got to tell those that didn't watch it. Hold on, guys. We'll continue this. When did Simon Stern? Let me see. Let me put orgy. I'm gonna type Simon Stern orgy. Okay, I got it. Wait. I got it. Where is it at? I think I got it. Hold on. Wait. Okay, Sex Week. Cue parts. Is it who you are, who you want to be, or is it? Hold on. Fuck. Where the fuck, guys? Help me out here, guys. Help me out so we can continue this. I want for anybody that doesn't know about Power. Because Simon Stern invited Ghost to his house. And what you see in that clip is exactly what the fuck you're going to run into. And you have to understand that there's a lot of shit going on in there. So if you can't handle what I'm about to say, get the fuck out right now. Get the fuck out right now as far as doing this. When you walk into this house, there's going to be pate, liver, hors d'oeuvres, drugs, liquor. There's going to be orgies, man-on-man shit, man-man-woman, woman-woman-man, woman-woman. It's going to be woman, 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 where everybody's just watching. There, every room and every part is going to be its own little section. I want to tell you everything. I want y'all to hear it all because it's not, yes, naked people walking around, But the one place that naked people won't be in is what is called a cigar room, okay? Is a cigar room, okay? A cigar room is where business meetings and business deals take place. So please understand, you're going to see guys with masks on because senators or anybody that's politically affiliated, they don't want to be seen. Judges, lawyers, clerks, sports guys, entertainers, rappers, singers, it is not for you to take photos and selfies with motherfuckers. But there's going to be a lot of people walking around naked. And it's going to be like the wildest thing that you've ever seen. They're going to have a bowl full of rubbers, dildos, KY jelly, anal beads, anal plugs, and wrappers, because they're real sanitary. These people got money, they got sanitary. So don't think they don't have packs of this shit. So it's sanitary where they have packs of it, okay? Because it's sanitary. It's not like you just using it from next week and shit. Like you get it, use it, take it home with you type thing. But there's going to be a lot of everything going on. So there's going to be business deals in the what is called the cigar room. But when you get in there, you might meet the owner of the place and the owner's wife of the house, who might be ass naked, is going to walk up to you and hug you. Sometimes the owner might be in a robe, sometimes not. I'm just letting you know. You goddamn right. What you think? Motherfucker. That's why you think I'm telling you about this shit. You goddamn right. Why you think I'm? Dude, I used to be an ex-gigolo, bro. I'm telling you about this shit, dog. I'm trying to explain to y'all what's going on. Y'all want to know about some fucking and sex? I'm showing you about the other level of shit. See, y'all just want to get the penny ante bitches that ain't got no money. I'm trying to get you the motherfuckers that got money so you can get your ass in a different echelon or level of game with these women and stuff. Okay? So what I'm saying to you guys, is, well, also, RC, I'm telling what's going on right now. Guys, you know your boy just don't put business. I'm just telling you. It's always been going on like this, even now, gentlemen. Believe me, it's going on like this now. So what I'm saying to you guys is simply this, is that you cannot feel some certain kind of way. But please understand, nobody's going to hit on you that's a guy. So don't worry about a man walking up and touching your arm or your shoulder or shit like that. Everything has rules in it. If you go into a room that has men in there, then you're giving them a signal. Whatever room you go into is the signal that you're giving the people. So please understand that, because two rooms are not alike. And this is where you got to know the lay of the land. Because if there are two rooms with two guys and a girl, okay? And it's two rooms of two guys and a girl, okay? One room, a bisexual, two guys and a girl, where all three of them are doing things with each other. And then there's another room where it's just the two guys doing the thing to the girl. So you gotta know the lay of the land. You just can't waltz up. Don't just waltz up in a room because you see two motherfuckers smack this one chick. You're like, I like this room. You better know the lay of the land. There'll be drugs, yes. There'll be food, yes. Hors d'oeuvres, yes. But it goes into the same thing that I was telling you as well, okay? It's the same thing I was telling you. Now, as I was telling you before, like when you do the nude modeling, a lot of these women come from these areas to draw, sculpt, and paint you. And they don't care about your body because art, remember I told you, is different shapes. But if a woman ever, because I'll prep y'all in August like I always do. So don't worry, guys. But if a woman gives you her card and says, call her, it's because, all right, the thing about rich women, I think they still have it. They used to have this thing called Mary Kay. And, gentlemen, what Mary Kay is, or still is, or used to be, is that the women would have a get-together women. They would have a hotel or apartment. Because a lot of women that do a lot of fucking, they have side apartments, too. Don't think that the guys are the only ones that have side apartments. So some of these women have side apartments where they will invite a woman to display purses, shoes, and makeup, okay? But also what they call a sex party. And what a sex party is for women is on a whole. Guys, have you guys ever seen The Losers? Has anybody ever seen the movie The Losers? Because what you saw in The Losers is the opposite about what I'm about to tell you, okay? If any of you guys seen The Losers, okay, the thing about The Losers is that the guy had statues that were real women. You remember that guy? You remember that guy that had statues and shit of women? If you ever y'all see The Losers? It's a movie called The Losers. You ever watch that movie? The bad guy in the movie had female live statues. And this is what I'm telling you. So when these women have these sex, it's not necessarily a sex party. It's a woman that comes in with this big-ass suitcase or whatever, and she unclips this big box. And she has because she's got to get the count of who's going there. So she's got to have, okay, let's say there's 12 women. She's got to have 12 of everything because if she gives one of the women a dildo and one of the women want to try the dildo out, they'll just lay on the couch, take the panties off, start fucking themselves with the dildo to see if they like the dildo. If they like the dildo, they'll purchase the dildo. But most stuff is already paid for. But I'm not talking about that right there. What I'm talking about is when what women will do is that, because this is why I tell you guys to do new modeling for your art colleges and stuff. But we'll talk more about that in August. But what they will do is that they will hire you to stand right in the corner naked. And I'm talking, and here's the beautiful thing. You don't have to have a chiseled body because every woman in there has their own taste of what they like. Some women like chisel bodies. Some women like guys who are chubby. Some women like guys who have guts. Every woman has their own preference in there. But what's going to happen is you're going to stand your ass in that corner. Stand in the corner. They're going to put a tray. Let me show you this shit. Now you're going to stand. You're either going to stand like this, or you can stand like this, or you can stand like this. But you're going to hold a tray of nothing but hors d'oeuvres right here, but you're butt-ass naked. And all you can't say nothing. You just sit there and look forward like you're a statue. You just don't move. You sit there and look forward. And someone will walk up and they will grab an hors d'oeuvre, and they'll feel your nut sack or your balls or your dick. Some women will grab an hors d'oeuvre, get on their knees, and suck your dick. It's what the client wants to do. You just stand there. All you're doing is you just holding hors d'oeuvres, butt ass naked, and standing there. And the women will just walk around, do their things. They'll come up to you, kiss you a little bit, and all this other shit. But it's a different world out there, gentlemen. It's a different world out there because the dildo parties or the anal beads, it's all shit that they can use to fuck. But it also gives women, guys, this is where the NFL comes into play. Because it's places like that where you are being traded by other women. It's places right there that they will say, I got one for you. His name is LL Lewis. Here's his number. Here's his information. Okay, cool. I got one for you. His name is Jeremy. Here's his information. Oh, I got one for you. Oh, well, tell me about him. What was he doing? Oh, girl, man, this is what he was doing. This is what it was like. Girl, you got to try him. You want his number? Here you go. You want his number? Hey, girls, you got to try him. And all they're doing is like their little time to drink, look at dildos, grab some dick, and pass your numbers around. So the expectation is going to be two different ways of them getting in touch with you. They're either going to get in touch with you through the internet, through the now. Remember, there's a secret internet spot that you have that gives you times of parties, fucking, and all that other stuff. So if she tells you if you get a new message from somebody brand new, that means that person is interested in you and wants to test you out. When she's interested and wants to test you out, she is either going to give you a number or ask for your number. She might not call you right away, but one thing she will want to do is set up a business meeting. Nothing too hard or anything. It's we get a few drinks because I just want to talk to you because I heard about you, but I want to fill you out for myself. And if I fill you out for myself, I got access to a 5-star hotel right around the corner. So y'all understand something. These women, like these men, don't think these fucking women don't have hotels already set the fuck up. If everything goes right, y'all getting right. Hey, it's time to go. It's time to fuck. So what's important here, now, I've got to explain this to you because this is the rubber hitting the road. This is the rubber hitting the road. Told you about the bisexual shit. Told you about the women, the rules, all that stuff. Some women are going to have kinky or kink type fantasies that they want to do with you. Some, I'm not going to say all, like rape fantasies. If you're a black guy, they have black fantasies. Sometimes they have threesome fantasies, that whatever she wants. As I told you before, some women, even guys, there are even rooms where, I'm telling you, they dress up in animal costumes and they have a slit in the back. So you don't know who you're fucking. You're just fucking that animal. It's a little bit of everything. But this is the most important thing. You can't go in this thing judging. There can be no judgments here. No judgments. If you are judging the woman, get the fuck out. They ain't fucking with you. There can be no judgments. These women want to relax. They want to have a good time. And they want to fuck. They will bring in college girls. They will bring in 23, 24, 25, 27. They got to arrange what they would. Hey, they will even, this is how kinky they are. Some will even tell you to go to the, be at the hotel at 11:30. Be at the hotel 11:30. You will walk into the hotel and she will be sitting in the corner, her legs spread wide open, and there's going to be a woman in that bed. Now, here's the cool thing about what they will do. They will give you a list of women or options of women that you like. They're just not going to set you up with something unless they want to see you fuck that something, or if they have a kink of that woman and you want to fuck. But they would just sit back like a boss, just sit back in a chair and just want to watch you fuck that woman. That's it. If you feel like a piece of meat, don't get in this shit. Because they're going to move you around like you're just fucking cattle. And then once you get into the circles, moving back to the house, there are going to be people that are going to put you on a list. Remember, guys, I was on a list years ago. Remember I told you? We used to go on the phone lines, right? All right, so me and my boy used to go on the phone chat lines, right? Because this is where we got the chat line idea. So we used to go on the phone chat lines talking shit. Me and my dog, we were just on the chat line talking to the women, talking shit. One day, a guy replied back to us. And we were like, yo, we ain't into the day. He's like, yo, he said, no, just like, let's go live for a second. I got an offer for you guys. All right, so we went live with him. He said, yo, my name is such and such. Hey, I like y'all the kind of guys that I'm looking for. Hey, peep game. What I do is I run orgies and I run swinging things. And I also have a list of clientele women that are married and stuff, and they have a kink. And look, all you got to do is pay $50 and you're in. And all we're going to do is tell you where it's going to be at. And the rubbers will be supplied, the KY, all the stuff will be supplied. It's, guys, it's everywhere. It's guys, in your neighborhood right now, there even like years ago, they called it, have you ever heard a name called Bunko? Like it's a game called Bunko, or they call it solitaire. They say solitaire. There are, and when you get in upper middle class and upper places, they've got keywords that they post. If ever you guys go to the grocery store in an upper middle class thing, as you go into the grocery store, sometimes right beside you, there's a bulletin board, you know, babysitting, dog walking, you name it. On that fucking bulletin board, if you see it, it will say Bunko party, you know, like one of those tear here, you know, those like they got the numbers all stringed out. It will say Bunko party tear here or solitaire party tear here. So, see, y'all guys miss it because y'all push your car, y'all look over, y'all see that wall. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. There's always, in every day, in every grocery store, especially upper class, they will always have what is called a bulletin board of dog walking, babysitting, car details. You see it. You always going to miss it. When you walk in a grocery store, y'all always walk past this shit. It's a bulletin board, babysitting, dog walking, lawn care. And somewhere on that fucking board is a code word name of a game that has little pieces of strips on there with little numbers on there. Some will be ripped off because they understand it, but you guys bypass. You like, you don't even look at the board. I mean, y'all, it's right. It's right. It's in plain sight, but they miss it every time. Hey, but hey, freelance. That's why it's in plain sight, because the average guy is not looking for lawn care, babysitting, fucking dog walking and shit like that. They just going to buy their food and shit or go grocery shopping. But on that motherfucking wall, sometimes we'll have a name of a game. And whatever that name of the game is, it's a secret word of a secret society that if you rip that piece of paper, call that, they will give you an email address or a number and a time to invite, and that's a swinger or an orgy. That it's there. It's right. Everything is always in your face. You're not supposed to know what you're not supposed to know, but it's always in your face. So the thing is that you miss it. You don't even see it. It is right in your fucking face. Always next to the babysitting, the dog walking, and the lawn care. It's right there somewhere on that motherfucking thing, man. And people don't even look at that shit. Don't even look at it. Bunko party, 8 o'clock. Do you want to join? Rip the paper. I'm telling you. Y'all, it's, hey, guys, we don't wrap this up because we did 5 hours. But what I'm saying is there's so much sex going outside that y'all don't see. And that's why I keep trying to tell you guys, as far as game goes, that this is why they're only going to fuck with the alphas. Because most of them are married to betas. He may be an alpha in the office, but most of them are cuckold situations or doms. They're not the doms. They're the submissive ones. The woman's a dom, I guess, whatever you want to call it. But the guys make the money, but they're strong in strength and powerful at the job. But at home, they're the bitch in the thing. They're the cuck. And the woman is running the situation. So they're always looking for a man of strength. because that's the turn on, fucking the stranger that has strength. And that's why I always tell you guys, whenever you're at a bar or whenever you're at a club and an old motherfucking guy comes up to you and starts talking to you, do not blow him the fuck off. If you are at the bar and an older guy comes up to you and like, hey, buddy, how you doing? Man, it's great. Yeah, it's great, man. It looks like it's fun and all this. How you doing? My name is Roger, right? Hey, what's up, Roger? I'm Steve. What's going on, man? How you doing, brother? Oh, nothing. Oh, man, it's great, man. Yeah. Having fun, huh? Yeah. Hey, Steve, you know what? Hey, why don't you come over here and join me and my wife over here? We're just sitting over here partying. Why don't you join us for a little while? He ain't trying to pick you up. It's just his wife spotted you, so you must be vetted. See, I understand this. There is a vetting process. There are three levels of vetting. The first vet is that he knows that you're okay. The second vet is when you're sitting down with him and his wife, and y'all are just sitting there partying and all this other shit. Fine. They fine as fuck, because even if they're a little bit older, they got plastic surgery and shit. But sometimes they're middle-aged, you know, trophy-type women. You know, you can tell they were old cheerleader-type motherfuckers and shit. So he'll say, oh, well, you know what? Damn, I'm out of liquor. Let me get us some more drinks. I'll be right back. Because the second level of the vetting is you to the two people. The woman under the table will give him a signal of the third vet, which is the tap on his foot, his leg, his touch, where he says, okay, I'll be right back. I'm going to go get something to drink, which puts you in a third vet with you and her. And if she feels comfortable enough with you, when he sits down, she will give him the signal, and he's like, hey, yeah, I got an idea, man. Hey, we got a room. We just got a room right around the corner. Or, you know, why don't you come hang out. Let's bring this back to our place. And thus it begins. There's so many ways that they do this shit, but you don't see it. You don't even see it in front of you because it's going on all around you. It's happening all around you. Even all this weekend, don't think they're fucking all the time. Thank you, Cody. Hey, thank you. Let's go. Let me post that. Guys, if y'all want to see what it's like, there you go, Cody. There you go. Season 2, episode 5. Please look at that shit of power. Season 2, episode 5. You will get an idea of what it's like. And if you ain't down for that type of shit, get out of this game because it's nothing but secrecy. You're part of what is known as a secret society of something. Because once you go in that society or become that society or get in that society, once the owner of the house is cool with you, then you get to go to what we call the layer cake. I'm going to hurry up before we wrap this up. Then you get to go to what I call layer cake. Would y'all look that up? It's called Layer Cake. It's another movie. I'm just giving y'all the idea. Layer Cake. Layer Cake, gentlemen, is you being invited to the fucking club. Oh, wait, hold on a second. I got a buzz on my shit. Hold on a second. Okay. So, as I was saying, you being invited, real quick, I'm going to wrap this up. But what I'm saying is you're going to be invited to what we call the layer cake. And the layer cake is where they go golfing. Now, again, if you've ever been part of a rich club, like a club, a club, like a golfing club or something like that, you'll be able to be part of the layer cake. And that's where business deals and shit go down. It either goes down in the cigar room or it goes down in the country club. And once you get invited to the country club, that's when the guy will begin. Again, this is not gay or anything, because he wants to keep you around because you're his wife's pet, basically. You're her sexual pet. So he wants to keep you around. What he will do is he will start to invest in any ideas that you have. That's where you go to. See, you're not going to the country club because you can fucking play golf. You're going to the country club because he's trying to see what you are outside of that to see if there's anything that he can do to offer you money or something to keep whatever it is you're doing as long as you keep fucking his wife or as long as you keep being part of it because they enjoy you. If they really enjoy you, they want to keep you around. Because here's the thing. One more deep thing. Think of the house of, okay, let me give you an example. Let me show you. I'm going to use these guys. Let's say there's the house of Russ, the house of Kay, and the house of Lewis. This is where it becomes not necessarily outdo. Okay, can't outdo another person that can obtain wealth. You can't see the competition isn't who can have the biggest boat, who has the nicest car, or who has the nicest Rolex watch. When you have the house of Russ, the house of Kay, and the house of Lewis, all three of these houses have separate orgies, threesomes, and stuff going on. But what the houses do is that then it's the house of, and it's sport. Guys, this shit is like beautiful how they do this shit. See, it's not like I got a bigger boat than you and I got a better car than you. I got a team of motherfuckers that's better than your team. So the house of Russ wants to make sure that he's got studs in there. Because when the house of Russ goes against the house of Lewis or the house of fucking Rob K, that they want to make sure that if you know what you're doing and you about that, you are representing the house. You're representing that guy's house. You're not just of course, you're going to get all the benefits. You're going to fuck the women, blah, 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 blah. But but rich people have weird fucking quirks. They don't, it's not about the bigger boat and the nice car because everybody can obtain the same shit. At that point, it's about what house has the strongest stud line. It's like, think about horses. Think about horses that are studs. Like, if you look at the Kentucky Derby, think about Kentucky Derby. Kentucky Derby has horses. So whatever horse wins the Kentucky Derby, the horse represents the house or it represents the family. That's why once that horse wins, they sell the sperm for fucking all astronomical amounts of money because that sperm has that the traits of the horse that won the Derby. The horse won the Derby for the house or the family, if that makes sense. I'm trying to connect this before I go. Y'all see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like a Kentucky Derby where it's not about what I can possess. It's what runs the house or what's part of the house. And I'm not saying it's like an Olympics where y'all got to run around and do Olympian-type things. It's that what they want to do is they want the house of Russ to go over to the house of Lewis and the house of Lewis to go over to the house of Kay and the house of Kay to go over to the house of Russ. You see, everybody switches up to see which house represents the best when it comes to fucking their women. It's like a game. You can't challenge somebody that has like it's like a millionaire a few times over with money or possession things. Possession things don't mean shit to people because everybody can possess nice shit. But one thing they cannot possess is order. Brittany, what's up, Brittany? Shout out to Brittany. Hey, Brittany, I don't know who you are. What's up? How you doing, Brittany? I hope you're a girl. Brittany, I hope you're a woman. I hope there's not a guy named Brittany. Where are you from, Brittany? Where are you from, Brittany? But what I'm saying to you guys out there, this is the game, and this is how it is, and this is the beautiful thing about what I'm teaching y'all. But all of this starts with the man that knows game, the man that has confidence, the man that can make the woman feel sexy, the man that can make the woman feel secure, the man that can make the woman that doesn't force herself on the woman, is trustworthy, don't put her business online or anything like that, knows how to shut his goddamn mouth. But also, again, is someone that is a great lover. But I don't want to intimidate you by being a great lover. A great lover is all a mental thing. And I guess we could talk about that tomorrow if we want to, on tomorrow's show, if y'all want to talk more about that. Hey, Brittany, Brittany ain't even answered the question. Brittany, where the fuck are you from? Oh, okay, what's up? You see on top? Okay, where you from, girl? Are you a woman? Hey, let me know if you're a woman. Give you one. We always give the women, wrenches and stuff. So if you're a woman, Brittany, I got you. We'll give you a wrench if you let us know. I don't know if you're. I hope you're a woman and everything. So, but Brittany, you got to be of age though. You can't be no fucking kid. We can't give wrenches to kids, Brittany. So you got to be legal, baby girl. Yeah, your girl from NYC. Okay, B. All right, B. We'll give you a wrench and shit. Real quick, my guys. What I'm saying to y'all guys that listen to me, okay? Listen. And Brittany, we welcome you to the show. Hope you're doing fine. Make yourself at home, baby girl. And the reason why I give you a wrench, because I don't want you to get harassed by anybody. So don't, you know, I want you to have a little power so the guys don't harass you, okay? But what I'm saying to you guys, okay, out there, all right, what's very important in all of this is being a great lover. A great lover is not about how you penetrate the woman on a physical level. A great lover is one that can attend to a woman's not wants. See, let me say this to y'all again. Let me show y'all game real quick. A great lover does never attends to a woman's wants, because what a woman wants is only at, remember, it's only at the edge. Remember I showed you that? It's only at her edge. Sometimes she doesn't even know what she needs, because most people don't touch her at her core. And that's what we want you to do. We want you to be able to touch the woman at her core and show her that she can go beyond that level. And when you can do that, you will run into, and guys, and again, like I said before, what do you think this is from? Let me show you this last thing. What do you guys think? Who you think sent this, and why do you think they said what they said right here? Let me take the thing down, the thing. Well, why do you think he got this? See, gentlemen, y'all don't understand something. There are going to be women that are single, powerful positions that love, are going to fall into love, fall into lust with you and things like that. You have got to be prepared. Okay, you've got to be prepared for this. This is something that if you cannot handle this, but see, here's the important thing. You don't brush this off. You have to reassure her that this is all we are, not reassure her about feeling good, okay? Not. This is not her being good. This is about reassuring her that we are still on course of where we're at. Like I told the other guy earlier today, this is where the rubber hits the road, because a lot of women, when you're doing what I'm showing you, you're going to be exciting. They're going to fall in love with you. They're going to fall in lust with you, whatever they fall in love, but you got to stand on your square. So we'll wrap it up at 5:30. So we got 8 more minutes. We'll do eight more minutes. All right. Hey, Brittany, like I said before, we'll add Brittany, because I don't want her. We welcome Brittany to the thing, Brittany. I'm glad you came in. What we'll do is, Brittany, we'll go ahead and throw you a wrench. I don't know if you can stay in here if you want. You're welcome to leave and all that other stuff. Okay, you're welcome to go. But what we'll do kindly to you. Let me see something. I got you. You are from Taekwondo and all that other stuff. Okay. So, Brittany, again, we welcome you, Brittany, okay? So, again, we welcome you to stay if you like. If you want to go, go. But we want to be respectful to the ladies here, because we talk a lot of shit over here, Brittany. So if you like to stay, you can. If you don't, it's up to you. But one thing we like to do is do that for the ladies. All right. So anyway, my guys, all my dudes out there. But if y'all got any other questions, guys, we'll do a few more minutes because we got on the show. You know how we do it. We kicked a long one today, but y'all wanted to talk about sex, so we had a little chat about sex. Okay. And we can discuss that tomorrow. All right, guys, if y'all want to discuss that tomorrow, we can. If y'all want to discuss sex, it's cool. I have no problem with discussing that. But I'm just saying there's so many levels of depth to sex or being sexually confident that, see, if you can't make a woman follow you if you're not confident in yourself, not only sex. And that was a problem with that guy. That was a problem with that guy early on. You remember the one that fucking got scared of that piece of pussy and shit to the moon? Thank you, Brittany. But, yeah, the problem was that when the sex was I'll tell you two things real quick. Hardest part. Never accept a car. But you have to understand you're dealing with people that are not used to saying no, okay? Oh, wait, you're one of the guys with a guy's name? Oh, fuck no. Whoa, I can't give you that shit. Let me take that shit away from you, man. I can't talk. Oh, no, fuck that. All right, well, I'm glad that you told me that, but, dude. I don't like guys that have women names and shit, dude. Rob K, all this falls under the sex. All this stuff falls under sex. All this stuff that we talk about falls underneath the premise of sex because you're going to have to learn how to have sex the right way. Y'all, this is not just about fucking. None of this is about fucking. All this is about how you are with the client. So once you know what you are, how you are to the client, then it's going to change the aspects of everything. But let me fix that shit, dude. Okay. Well, I just want to make sure, man. I'm glad you're here. I just don't listen. The reason why I do this for women is because I don't want any women to be harassed. That's the only reason I do it. So I'm just making sure. Okay. I don't know if you're a guy or girl. I hope you're a girl, but I'm fine if you love women. I'm fine with that. I'm just saying that, you know, I want you to feel like when you come in here, that you're not going to be harassed. That's all, because we welcome women in here and shit. Okay. Oh, okay. My bad. I know I got, okay. Well, no, you're good. You're good. No, but what made me become one was what I learned about sex. But anyway, what is the hardest part? The hardest part. And this is the most important part before we wrap this up. You're dealing with a client that is yearning for intimacy. You're dealing with someone that is yearning for to be touched, to be held, to be looked at, to talk to, and to spoon and all that shit. The problem is that a lot of these women will fall in love with you. They will fall in love. But it's not the love that's the problem. It's the control that comes with the love, okay? It's the woman that says, you're my property, or it's her saying that when I want to see you, you're at my beck and call. You see what I'm saying? You know, these are things that, and it's very important that you got to set the standard. You know, a lot of women, okay, think about this. This is what made me get out of this shit. Because I was a dick. I didn't listen. You master the bedroom. Kissing 101. Fucking 101 back. Five play. Dirty talk. All those things. Flirt the fuck. All those things, okay? You cannot do them all. And what you got it, you break the circuitry because she's not she wants to be pampered, but the way I show you how to do this shit, we'll do more of this in the sex membership. Sex membership, we're going to really talk about this shit on another level, but I'm just kind of grazing right now. But I'm just saying, The biggest problem is when she falls in love with you, she's going to think she owns you. I need to see you. Come see me right. I mean, they listen, this is not a thing of you feel like dirt on the shoe. It's just when you're dealing with people that have high 6 and 7 figures, they talk to motherfuckers in your kind of way. They don't like, I mean, they talk nice, but there are times where they're like, look, I need to see you right now. What are you doing? Are you ignoring my calls? I need to see you right now. Why are you bullshitting me? I mean, they're gonna talk to you a certain kind of way. You can't get mad. This is just what it is. You're dealing with people who don't hear the word no. You're dealing with people who don't hear the word no. So it's a fine line. But you're also dealing with someone who doesn't get the kind of touch. See, the better you are mentally, the more money you'll make in the game. Because it's that connection that she's paying for. How you making her feel. It's not the penetration. It's this penetration. That's why I keep trying to tell y'all, man. I'm trying. No rich motherfucker. I'll tell you, Cole, they talk like a, they're like bossy as fuck. And it's not the guys. The women. They just, you need to come see me right now. I need to see you now. What are you doing? Look, I'm off. What, look, are you going to come see me or not? I mean, just. So you got to understand that. Sometimes they'll be warm and sometimes they'll be a little cold. But you just got to understand that's just how the game is, man. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Well, what else is a beautiful thing at the end of the day, guys? And we kind of went long today. We took the long ride. We got 2 shows tomorrow. Because we always kicking game in this motherfucker. Always remember the graveyard, gentlemen. Always remember everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, gentlemen, okay? Guys, y'all need to get at me. Y'all know how to get at me. TheManMindset@gmail.com. 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 When you are ready to grow, send me a name, send me a number. We'll set you up with a pathway. When you're ready for your bid, get your 30 minutes of coaching. We'll work on your bid to get you in the process of learning how to speak to women the right way. So, however you want to do it. But, guys, I appreciate all you guys out there, man. Y'all were I love the interaction. Can I say a shout-out? What is our total of likes so I can just say thank you to those guys? Because I always appreciate those that take a time to say thank you with a like. And then the likes are free, but it only takes a second. But how many guys so I can just say thank you to those that like the show? Well, my 254 guys out there, I just want to say, there we go. Shout out to all you guys out there. I really do appreciate you guys. I would say 255, but I really, all 255 of you guys, I do want to say thank you because at the end of the day, a like is something simple. It shows that you love the content, and it also helps the algorithm. So I really tip my hat off, and I just want to say to the 255 out there, now y'all being dicks. See, y'all stop being dicks. Now, see, this is where y'all be dicks. Okay. I'm going to say thank you, okay, because I do appreciate it. And, guys, please, gentlemen, we'll have a show tomorrow at 12 o'clock Eastern. And then we'll be back on top 8 o'clock Eastern, okay? If you guys want to talk about sex, all right, if you guys want to talk about sex or anything like that or have a conversation on Tuesday show, we can discuss that. I can talk about sex all day and all night. That's an easy thing, but we got to make sure before we talk about sex that we, Ashley, how you doing, Ashley? Ashley, what's up, AM? Shout out to you, brother. I just want you guys to just see and soak this up. But please understand, at the end of the day, we want to get rid of confidence. Allow traditional women to be traditional or non-traditional. It's not about that. It's about the self-confidence that you have in yourself. Okay, excuse me. Oh, gosh, man, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell you, but it's about the self-confidence you have. So have your self-confidence, create sexual confidence, and have a standard, and you're going to be unstoppable. But it's a stepping process, okay? We're there all the way. We put out nothing but content for you guys. Soak up the content. Soak it up. We have hours and hours of game. Hours and hours of game. But gentlemen, yeah, we are very close to the book coming out. Very close. We are very, very close. And I got some prizes for you. I got some things for y'all guys. Very close to the book. And as I told you a few weeks ago that it's not 500 pages. It will be over 600 pages long, the book. So it's coming out pretty soon. We're getting it together, but there's a lot in it. y'all see why I do these things. It's, we got some, man. But, yeah, I got y'all, man. I got y'all, man. It will, yeah, that's how I'm going to be selling on Amazon. Yeah, it's going to be on Amazon. Yeah, it will be on Amazon. It will be on Amazon. But, yeah, we got some. We want to do something different. Because I don't want to be these guys just to put out a fucking 100-page book or some shit like that. I want to give you some depth. I mean, this is only volume one. This is only volume one. So my mind is already, we're already on, I think, the second chapter of volume two while we're finishing editing volume one. So that's how the mind works. So we're kind of working on already the second one as we're finishing up the first one. Okay. So, right. I don't know. Hey, Freelance, I can't doubt Freelance. It's crazy, man. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. Yeah. So we're going to have a few volume, but volume one, definitely over, I can't give you the number. Over 600 pages long and stuff like that. So, but yeah, Brittany, you've been missing these streams. You need it. That's why now that you have the wrench or whatever, now you or get the notifications, whenever we do a show, you'll be in here, okay? Absolutely, man. Well, it's not about actually reading the book. The book is to help you guide yourself. So if you can, the first chapter is about me, just a little bit about the background of the different personalities that I have, because it's just about me, about one mom, two dads, because I had a stepfather, Kira, but my stepfather is why I'm an asshole today. See, I had two fathers. My father who had me, he was all personality, ladies man. My stepfather was asshole in what you see right here. So I'm a combination of both. So, but you get to know about that. But then we get into the game, and there's some other things I have for you that I want to talk about. But it is a lot of stuff. It's going to be a lot of shit, a lot of shit, a lot of shit, a lot of shit. So, Freelance, the creed will be the first thing on the book. We all have the creed on there, man, okay? All right, so do you yourself a favor and create a man mindset play and say your favorite streams? Rewatch. Well, here's the problem, Problem 21. My ego, I think every stream is a favorite. That's why I keep it the way it is, because every stream is different. Every stream gives you something new. So it's kind of hard to separate the streams as a favorite stream, because everything we talk about are on different levels of the game. So it's kind of hard to do that, brother. It's kind of hard to do that, man. Okay. But like I say, if you notice, we're going, oh, but no, you know what? Hey guys, I did tell you I need to work on that poetry. I'm going to try to, I got the track done, but my voice, because I had allergies at the time. So I might try to redo the track to put that on the poetry page, okay? And if all of y'all guys are new, Freelance, if you could put the poetry link for you guys, or go to the Man Mindset to begin the process. Remember, all of this is game. You've got to learn poetry, guys. That's why I'm sending you to the poetry. No one's telling you about poetry. We're the only ones that tell you about the puzzle pieces, and we're the only ones that tell you about poetry. Make sure that you start writing poetry. If you notice, what I told old boy today was poetry. What I talked about in the testimony a few days ago, everything is poetry. But you have got to learn how to write and express yourself without feeling ashamed of expressing yourself. That's what you see. That's why I've got my mouthpiece, because I learned poetry, okay? So it's something to think about. Thank you, Freelance Ronan. So, guys, if you have not, check out the poetry and take from it, learn from it, write it down, use it if you want to. I don't give a fuck. Use it if you want to. I do not care. But all I'm saying is start getting ideas from what I write so you can start creating it yourself, okay? So we just want y'all to have that, okay? All right? Let me see here. So, yeah. So anyway, guys, I appreciate all you guys, and I thank all you guys out here, man. If you need me, y'all know how to get at me, and I thank you very much, guys. And we will see you at 12 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. So stand up, guys. Come on in. Myself and LaCara will be chopping up game tomorrow, which is Tuesday. Okay, guys? So this is the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. The honor was all mine. Excuse me. The honor is all mine. I appreciate taking time to talk to you guys out there. Thank you so much, guys. And I will see you guys 12 o'clock East tomorrow, man. Have a good night. And please, guys, just love yourself, man. Toast yourself, love yourself, and be the man that I know you can be. Just meet yourself halfway, okay? Fuck with your boy.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night. The show.